Go Fresh deodorant and energizing grapefruit and lemongrass scent with matching body mist plus three other fresh scents.
Bleeding in the brain.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Fresh drama on the high seas.
You have no idea how relieved we are.
Katie Urbick of Batavia, Illinois, whose son Tom is a member of the crew of the Liberty Sun, which was attacked by pirates off Somalia as it was transporting food aid to Africa. As CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier reports, the pirates never made it aboard.
Defense officials say the Liberty Sun was attacked by pirates with rocket-propelled grenades and small arms fire. There was some minor damage to the ship, but the crew is unharmed. The crew retreated inside the vessel, locked themselves in the engine room. The pirates broke off the chase, and the USS Bainbridge was on scene within a few hours. So now the USS Bainbridge is escorting the Liberty Sun back to Mombasa.
And because the Bainbridge is helping out, the captain of the Maersk, Alabama, who was rescued from his pirate captors on Sunday, won't be reuniting with his crew just yet. They're heading back to the U.S. This sailor who served with Captain Richard Phillips says their day will come.
We are very sad he's not here with us, but we're going to meet up with him. He's a very brave man.
Rescue operations carried out by the U.S. and France over the past 2 weeks have done nothing to discourage the pirates. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan says that defending against the attacks is no small challenge.
To get a sense of how tough it is to intercept the pirates, the U.S. Navy says they operate in an area that's 1.2 million square miles. Imagine trying to find a small truck in an area this large, from Houston to Chicago to New York, down to Jacksonville and back to Houston. The Navy says it would take more than 250 warships to try and police an area of the ocean that big.
Well, the White House has pledged to be more transparent in governing, and that includes releasing information on major banks that underwent stress tests to determine how ready they are to weather future financial storms. The New York Times says all the banks are expected to pass these tests, though industry analyst Bert Ely still has worries.
The concern is that comments that can be interpreted by the markets as being negative about a particular bank are just going to accelerate the bank's decline.
With a plane waiting on the tarmac to take him to Germany, 89-year-old John Demjanjuk won a reprieve yesterday. German authorities want him to face charges. He was a notorious Nazi prison camp guard, responsible for the deaths of 29,000 Jews. Demjanjuk has denied it. As CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says his attorneys argue he shouldn't be moved.
He's alleging that his deportation at this point in his life, he's 89 years old, he has all these physical ailments, would constitute torture, and that the government has no right to deport him in such circumstances, that there are federal laws set up to preclude the government from deporting somebody in his condition.
Well, there's a new snapshot of illegal immigrants in this country. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive takes a look.
People who cross the border illegally to find jobs stay in this country, and their children are nearly twice as likely to live in poverty compared with kids whose parents were born in the U.S., according to the Pew Hispanic Center, Jeffrey Passel doing the research.
The incomes they make are so low, they're much more likely not to have health insurance.
In U.S. schools, almost 7% of pupils are the children of illegal immigrants. This report says California has the most, then Texas, but the number is growing quickly in North Carolina. Dan Revive, CBS News.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano does the honors today, and she's expected to name Alan Burson to be the country's first border czar to oversee the fight against drug violence along the border with Mexico. Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. It is tax day.
I know others have been struggling harder than me, so, but for me, I am still blessed.
Valerie Thornton telling 9 News she can use a refund now more than ever. Rose Silva with the Colorado Department of Revenue says there's a different trend this year.
We do see that this year more people who are expecting refunds have filed earlier than in previous years, and less people are paying than did at the same time in previous years.
Makes sense. The IRS expects to receive more than 20 million tax returns this week. Former Quest CEO Joe Nacio reported to a federal prison camp in Pennsylvania yesterday to begin serving a 6-year sentence. Nacio's last hope remains with his appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. DU Law Professor J. Robert Brown doubts that appeal will be successful.
I would describe this case as being hard-fought every step of the way.
Brown talking with 9 News. Nacio convicted in 07 of 19 counts of insider trading. A 22-year-old man is in critical condition after a ladder he was holding onto fell onto a power
power line in Boulder. He and another man were painting a home on University Avenue.
And this is a fairly large home. This actually was formerly a fraternity house. And it was purchased recently by private homeowners who were working on renovating it.
Sarah Huntley with Boulder Police says the man was holding the ladder when it fell onto a 7,000-plus volt power line. Congressman Mike Kaufman has been cleared in two conflict of interest complaints from his days as Secretary of State.
I certainly expected it to come out the way it did. What we had was two lawyers who fraudulently created a nonprofit organization that was used for partisan political purposes.
Kaufman was cleared by the State Independent Ethics Commission. The complaints were filed by Colorado Ethics Watch. Sports: Rockies take on the Cubs in Chicago this afternoon, and the Nuggets finish the regular season tonight at Portland. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a quiet start to this morning's commute. There's no crashes or stalls to get in your way. Southbound I-25 getting busier as you're coming out of Thornton and North Glen, but it's not too slow yet. Westbound 76 also starting to build right around 270. Now if you're heading up into the high country, dry and clear pavement from Denver all the way to and through Summit County. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Planning a wedding or an upcoming remodeling project? The new DexKnows.com has all the local businesses you'll need to make any event or project a success. It's more exact, more detailed, and a lot more local. The new DexKnows.com.
I would like to hear the conservative talkers, since they're not for failure.
They say they're not for failure.
I just want to hear the conservatives get on board for small business. The only way you can get on board for small business in this country is if they can have access to cheap money. You want to stop socialism? Then what you need to do,
if you're a conservative,
start asking the questions about where's the cheap money.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Really progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart, and this is the Aaron Hart version of the Jay Marvin Show. Jay, we wish you well, get better, and come on back to work. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm going to start the day a little lighthearted because it's tax day, the 15th of April. Wah! And all of those right-wingers are lining up ready to go to the teabagging party. They're going to bag on each other for tea. Okay. We'll hope not. That was an early morning visual I'm not sure I needed. But the Denver City Council, in case you were wondering, is not always boring. According to Christopher Osher, the discussion got a little silly Tuesday in the Denver City Council because they were debating a proposed ordinance that would require winning bidders on the city service contracts to keep for 90 days the previous contract holder's employees. Now, Councilman Paul Lopez, a big supporter of the proposal, noted that the measure might be generating controversy, but said sometimes resistance was a worthy cause. He said, why does salmon swim upstream anyway? To protect its family, to protect its future. To which Councilwoman Carol Burgoyne, another supporter of the proposal, said, I was going to say to have sex. I don't know, that made me laugh this morning. All right. The reality is, though, we have rampaging hormones among the right-wing conservatives. They're headed for tea bags. They're sponsored by Fox News, Americans for Prosperity, and Freedom Works. These are two right-wing, well-funded lobbyist think tanks. They're going to run them in states like New Jersey, Arizona, New Hampshire, Missouri, Kansas. And Dick Armey is leading a nation of Dick Armeys to go out and teabag. They're going to have how-to guides. I really want to see the how-to guides and the talking points for this, don't you, John Turk? It's like, woo! Want to check out the Urban Dictionary for that one. As you know, the left wing, me included, has been making inordinate fun of the right-wingers and their teabag party. And Keith Olbermann last night was no different. He made fun of them, too. And I loved my favorite, one of my favorite reporters of theirs, the Newsweek reporter from Britain, And, of course, now that I'm thinking of him, his name escapes me briefly. But anyway, he was sitting there saying, and I'm glad you called on the fellow with the accent to talk about this, of course, referring to the original Tea Party when the Boston Patriots went through tea into the waters of Boston Harbor. God knows how it would befoul it now. It's pretty befouled, Boston Harbor, still. There they were, Patriots all, saying, to hell with you, we don't want to pay your excise taxes. Get out, get out, get away from us. Well, here's the problem. What the anti-tax protests that they are perpetrating with the media in terms of the tea bags is silly, because reality is we do have taxation with representation in this country. It's silly because Fox News perpetrating it and supporting it and going out with all their right-wing hosts to host so-called shows and the pulse of the people, they're taking the protest to the people. They're not letting it rise up from the people and then covering it. They're ensuring it's there like a public relations mission. They're on a rampaging mission to do so. So this is really much ado about silliness. But we'll see how many people show up. So here's my I want to do this all morning this morning. I'm going to encourage you, if you're near the Denver Capitol, if you're in El Paso County, wherever you see the congregants, let me know how many of them are there. Just how many people are really turning out for this protest? Just how many people really gave a darn so much that they turned out in the cold? Because, see, I got to thinking last night, I'm not so sure a counter demonstration by liberals, even right there on the front lines, is a good idea, because why make their numbers look inflated? Because you know that Fox News will pan, and they'll edit out or airbrush out or do something with, they might anyway, and I wouldn't put it past them, or else fuzzy up the lens and say, oh, look, the people are protesting in great record numbers, and it'll really be, you know, 5 disgruntled people and about 10,000 liberals there, but they'll blur the sign so that it'll look like 10,000 people showed up for the conservatives. So I am not going to go out and protest today. I'm not going to go out and do that because I don't want to make their numbers look inflated. I do not want to increase the peace in terms of them. Now, comedian Glenn, it's like, I love the way Keith Olbermann says, comedian Rush Limbaugh, but it's really going to be comedian Glenn Beck. That's a frightening thought, isn't it? Is going out on the road as a stand-up comedian. Apparently he's done this before, but he's going out, as well as Neil Cavuto, who's my new favorite ham-handed, ham-fisted, ham-voiced guy. And I think, John, don't you have a quote from Cavuto this morning for that we can listen to get us ready for our teabagging event across the country with the right-wing conservatives? I believe we have that. So we're going to play that for you this morning to get you fired up and ready to go. In the meantime, here's the number, 303-713-7600. I promise you it's going to be a very different show because I have an announcement to make. So stay tuned for that, too. I have an announcement. My life is going to change in a big way, and I want to talk to you about it. So it's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. And here's Neil Cavuto and a roundup of all those right-wing conservatives coming right up for your ear pleasure this morning.
All right, so you might have heard, we're going to be out in Sacramento a week or so from now to cover this Tea Party protest on the 15th. You might also have heard a lot of other news organizations are not going to be there. Now, I know why we are there. I'm not quite sure why they are not. Apparently, these populist protests don't count much for them. Millions concerned they're being taxed and fed to death counts even less for them. But a million man march that turns out to be well shy of a million men, even a half million men, does count for them. We cover the follow-up marches to that million-man march because no matter the number, it was a big deal, and its message about personal responsibility was an even bigger deal. Just a reminder, we are going to be right in the middle of these protests because at Fox, we do not pick and choose these rallies and protests. We were there for the million-man march, even though, as I pointed out, it turned out to be well shy of a million men. We were there for the Iraq War protest and the protest against the Iraq War protest. So you see, we really don't decide what populist causes matter.
No, we don't know.
Just like
we
in the Million Man March, it didn't turn out to be a million men, but it still got covered. But continue.
Not by Fox.
All right, but you
yet.
Seem to pick and choose what events or protests are worthy. Million Man March, worthy, even though it wasn't a million men, it was a half a man. We covered that because we thought it had a worthy message, too. Just like we've covered anti-Iraq protests as well as pro-Iraq protests. But a million-man march that turns out to be well shy of a million men, even a half-million men, does count for that. You know, we covered the follow-up marches to that million-man march because no matter the number, it was a big deal. And its message about personal responsibility was an even bigger deal.
I'm sorry, I have to laugh because the ridiculous part of that particular ridiculous rant is that they didn't even exist then. Fox News was a glimmer in Rupert Murdoch's eye. It wasn't it didn't exist. Wasn't there. Ridiculous. See, this is why Fox News, they're liars, man. They're crooks and liars, like the website says. They just are. They're just, they're nitwits. They just, do they think we can't fact check? Go, well, yeah, you guys didn't exist. Huh? Fair and balanced, the pretension thereof, wasn't even in existence. So to do that, to say that, to perpetrate that canard is ridiculous. And notice how they wove in Million Man March. Look, Fox News did that on purpose. What was the Million Man March about? It was about rights for African Americans. Why would they bring that up now? Oh, I don't know. You figure it out. You know, they're so heavy-handed. They're so unsubtle. They're so damned obvious, aren't they? They're just ridiculous. Like, I know, let's whip up racial, let's give a racial tone to this and really scare people. Oh, my God, black people can, but if white people come out, then, oh, it's a bad thing. See, that's exactly what they're doing. Because Fox News is interested in division. Fox News is interested in dismantling this government if they can possibly help it, because they're freaked out that liberals are in charge of the government. So just so you know, that's why. And cynically, you know, this is the subtlety of right wing propaganda. That's exactly what this is. This, it's not anything else. It is very much a part of this, because what they're doing is they're trying to stir up trouble. That is what they are doing. That is pretty much all they are doing with this. That's why they're doing it. They want to point out that everybody should be frightened of, oh my gosh, Barack Obama is in charge. It's very scary for us. It's very bad for us. It's very, very scary. Okay? See, this is the problem. This is the problem. They want to frighten people. They want to divide people. They want to stir up trouble. They have no interest in really coming. And they want to appeal to their demographic and get their ratings up. Because you know what? Their ratings aren't as good as they used to be. Why is that? Oh, I don't know. You tell me. There's been a revolution in this country. We're not listening anymore to their right-wing clacklandia. Now, it'll be interesting to see how many people show up. It really will. Now, and fair and balanced, I wonder how many people will really be there because they want to be there. So the first thing I want to do is invite you to call up if you really do want to be there and how many people you're bringing with you. And then I want to know if any of your relatives are going. And then I want to know if you think it's hilarious, as I do, that Fox News is whipping up this hysteria when obviously they didn't cover the Million Man March. They didn't exist then. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on The J. Marvin Show. It's time to go to Progressive Traffic with John Turk. And don't forget, Tom Hartman will be joining us about the bottom of the hour to talk about what's coming up on his show and the events of the day. All that and more coming up with on J. Marvin Show. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in. It's 6:18, and now it's time for traffic with John.
Thank you, Aaron. Traffic pretty good for us on the freeways as you're starting off the morning commute. Do have a couple of surface street issues. One, traffic light's not working, basically at Kipling, just north of Alameda there at Federal Center. Also, construction crews ruptured a water main at Arapahoe and Jordan Roads. They do have some closures around there. XL Energy estimates that repairs should be completed following the Wednesday morning commute. So if you're in Centennial out there, Arapahoe and Jordan, do expect some pretty lengthy delays. Back on the freeways, systems, our heaviest jams right now, southbound 25 up in Northland between 104th and 84th speeds, dipping down into the 30s and 40s there. Your forecast, sun and clouds mixed, breezy with a high near 70, right now 44 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Got him. the Douglas County Democratic Party invites you to join them at their 5th annual Clinton Carter Dinner on Saturday, April 25th. This dinner has it all. Great speakers like Governor Bill Ritter, the National Director of Progress Now, Michael Huttner, and Andrew Romanoff as the MC, plus live entertainment and a silent auction. Be part of the new energy that's turning Douglas County blue. Tickets can be purchased at douglasdemocrats.org or call 303-907-8961.
Everybody, I'm Julie. I got a little money and planet-saving tip for you. You know, you can get a great price on a Brita water pitcher at Walmart. My family loves a great-tasting water, but we also love how it can help the planet. Because using one pitcher is like replacing 300 of those 16.9-ounce water bottles. So if all 200 million of us Walmart shoppers used one, that'd be like there were 60 billion fewer water bottles out there. Now that's really refreshing. And hey, at these prices, we can all make a difference.
Budget-friendly prices, earth-friendly products. Save money, live better. Walmart.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Path to Your Dream sweepstakes. One winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com/sweepstakes to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds only depend on number of entries. Since May 16th, each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Interested in learning more about solar energy and the environment? Join Independent Power Systems in Boulder Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park for the first annual EarthFest. EarthFest Boulder is a celebration of sustainability and community. Activities include the Earth Day 5K, local organic food, and activities for the whole family. That's Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park. Visit solarips.com/earthfest for a free solar assessment from Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
These don't want you to hear. For your free information, call Credit One Debt Solutions now. 1-800-661-9336. That's 1-800-661-9336. 1-800-661-9336.
Picture me upon your knee with tea for
okay.
Two and two for
and
tea.
And we're making fun of the tea bag parties
just
today.
Me for
I'm
you.
Drinking coffee. I normally don't drink the coffee. Actually, the coffee's not bad today. Somebody interesting must have made it because it's better than it normally is. Maybe in honor of tax day. I don't know. It's 6:22 in the morning. I'm drinking some coffee up here in the Pacific Maritimes. John's in Denver. We're going to watch the sunrise together. Maybe
hey,
I've got to
ask you a real quick
different.
Question.
Yes.
Did you watch the new premiere of Harper's Island last week?
I did not.
Is that a real place up there in Seattle?
No, not that I know of.
Really?
I think it's made up.
Is it it's fiction?
Well, we have lots of islands here. This is true. We have one of the longest islands
in North
America. Can
you research and find out if that's a real place for me?
I will. I'll
looks
get right
neat.
On it. Yeah, you know.
I wonder where that thing is filmed.
I don't know. It might be Whidbey. It might be one of the Orcas or one of the San Juans. There are lovely islands up
I'm
there.
I'm sure.
Without a
I've
doubt.
Never been to Seattle. I've been, you know, to Mount
yeah,
St. Helens.
Here,
Mount St. Helens in Vancouver, Washington is the furthest north I've been out there in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, then you got to get up here, dude. It's a party. I'm amazed that you as a musician lover haven't been up here.
I know. I need to. You know, I was in Portland when Mount St. Helens erupted in 1980.
You were?
Uh-huh.
I was in Denver and watched the ash hit my car.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was snowing in Portland for like 3 days.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet, because in Denver we were getting ash on the car.
I know. It was insanity. I love it up there. I'm going to come visit you sometime.
Well, you better.
Let's find out about Harper's Island. You should watch that series. It actually looks pretty good.
Okay. And my
if you like mystery suspense type things.
Oh, I do. I do. And I'm amazed I missed it. Bob in Westminster, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning, dude.
Good morning, Aaron. Thank you. I was just telling your screener there that I think the teabagging effect is going to be craptacular. And the thing is that the people that are going to this event apparently can afford to be there, whereas I have to head to work, and in about 10 minutes, I'm not going to be able to listen to the program, which leads me to, if you can't tell us the announcement now, you announce it. Can you put it on the, like, 760 net or something?
I'll tell you what. I'll put it on AaronHartShow.com, okay?
Oh, I'll look it up there.
Yeah, put it on AaronHartShow.com and keep track of me because I'll miss you guys, and I want to keep in touch. Who knows? Maybe I'll be filling in from where I am, but we'll see.
Okay.
We'll hope so. I certainly have put a bit in to keep working, so we'll see. But it might be a little tricky, so we'll see.
All right. Well, thanks. Good luck.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin, and we wish him well, and I hope he's better. I've decided to take advantage of the weird economy and just do something I've always wanted to do. So I'll tell you about what that is in just a while. All right, so I am going to dangle you a little bit. Oh, did I use the word dangle on teabag day? Excuse me. 303-713-7600. I was at some friend's house yesterday getting some organizing done, and I just said, you know something, because I've been feeling under the weather, and I said to myself, you know, I was a child yesterday on the radio, I want you to know. I was so bad. I was like a 12-year-old kid. Chris in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I am well. How are you?
Good. I got to make this really quick because I'm on my way out the door. But
I got you.
we should just do it old school style. Since these tea parties are so ridiculous, I'm just going to drive by and throw rotten fruit and vegetables at them.
Oh, no, don't hit them. That would be wrong. Throw.
Well, you hit them. Well, you know, I'm not going to aim directly at them. But it's
okay.
Just showing up with a sign, and that way you don't get counted as part of the population that showed up.
Yeah, because, see, I don't.
If everybody does it and it makes the news, then it would be pretty funny.
Yeah, you know, I think you're onto something there. We've got to figure out some way to counter protest, but
yes,
not add to their numbers. So I'm down with that, definitely.
Counted. Well, exactly. That's the idea. If there's some way we could show the counter protest, but not be counted there, that's the way to do it. Because, you know, Tom Hartman's idea, showing up with a sign,
yeah,
it only adds to their numbers. And it's you know.
Well, see, and Fox News will blur. They'll put Vaseline on the lens, you know what
sure.
I mean, just like they do for some of their major hosts. Oops, did I say that? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, the whole thing's been bought and paid for already.
Exactly.
They're not going to change what they're going to report on.
Exactly. So they'll just blur out the sounds or take a tracking shot way back so they can blur it out to make it look like they're, you know, thousands of people there with pitchforks, you know.
Exactly.
So I agree. I'm not going to show. I'm not going to go anywhere near them except maybe to, you know, we could all drive by and Bronx cheer too. That would make new, you know, or I don't want to flip them off though because they're already sad enough as it is. It's like really sad. So maybe, but I like the cut of your jib. I just don't want to hit anybody because I had grapes thrown through my open window one time when I was driving. A weird experience, and it can hurt actually being hit with rotten fruit. So thank you though for your suggestion.
Well, that's the idea.
No, I love the suggestion. Maybe, let's see, how about a fish head? Ooh, that really smells. No,
it
I think,
be, you know.
Raisins?
It could be, maybe you throw instant coffee packs out of your car.
Instant coffee, there you go, that's it, that's
soft,
it.
Soft, at least.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if, you know, in this economy, who's got the money to waste on that? I'd like
well,
to keep those.
How about a couple of lettuce leaves, and that way we don't, you know, because lettuce, you know, tax day money. Maybe if we threw rotten lettuce, not the head, just lettuce leaves.
Sure.
That wouldn't hurt if it hit.
When are these things going on here in Denver?
They're going on. They're doing all the end all day. I think. Let me look it up because I know they had it on a website. I'll try to find it for you. And I had a list yesterday. I can probably sort through my stuff and find it. So keep your ear to the radio, and I'll let you know. Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. You bet. Mick in Westminster. Welcome to AM 760 Colorado Progressive. What? Mick in Denver.
Good
Mick in Denver.
Morning, Aaron. Como
sorry, I stuck you in Westminster. Muy bien hecho.
Hey, listen. I just wanted to say here. Two things. You don't have to throw stuff at them. You know, in the old days, like in Chile, the mothers of the disappeared would go out and would protest. You know, where are their children?
They still do.
And they still do.
But that's actually in Argentina. But okay.
Well, they also had disappeared in Chile.
Yes, they did.
And then the following day, the Pinochistas would get out and go out with, you know, all their patriotic regalia saying how they were, these people did not disappear. They were in prison being, waiting for trial because they were all communists, and all.
True.
And here's the thing. If I don't know where it's going to happen in Denver, I asked Big John here if he knew, and he didn't
know. It's on the Capitol steps, and I just don't know what time it is.
Remind these people when you see the police officers that are there, you know, kind of keeping crowd control, that's government spending, you know, which is what they're railing against. Being there on the Capitol, you know, which is a wonderful piece of art, public infrastructure, that's capital spending. The roads that they drove to get to here,
that's capital spending. Clean water that they drink from the bottles that
exactly.
they're bringing with them,
so
that's
these know nothing roundheads, which is all that they are.
Yes, and
the ones that are there, that know why they're there, because all they're doing is just trying to toe the party line of the last 30 years of the ridiculous policies of the ultra-conservative movement.
Thanks very much, Mick. I got to jump. Yep, I do indeed. Thank you very much. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. Tom Hartman coming up next. It's 303-713-7600. Big announcement for me coming up later in the show. I enjoy being with you, and we'll talk to you again. It's 6:31. This is the Aaron Hart version of the Jay Marvin Show, and now it's time for the John Turk version of Progressive Traffic.
Well, traffic is starting to build for us on those approaches into downtown. Eastbound 270 showing speeds in the 30s now. York to Vasquez, same type of situations. Coming southbound on 25 and northbound at 104th. Again, busy after I-70, getting closer to downtown. 225 in Aurora also filling up on the southbound side. A couple different areas. Colfax, again, after Yosemite. Our only problem on the radar right now is a blip there at Arapahoe Road and Jordan and Centennial. Construction crews ruptured a water main there and got some closures of some lanes, so do look out for some delays there at Arapahoe and Jordan. Your forecast, partly cloudy, windy today with just a small chance for a brief thunder shower. Highs will be from 67 to 72 degrees. Right now, we're sitting at 44 downtown. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The new DexKnows.com. Now you can narrow your search by zip, city, even neighborhood to find the exact local business you're looking for, and then use maps and turn-by-turn directions to help you get there. The new DexKnows.com.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip, bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault. A $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
Golfsmith's National Trade-In Days is the biggest event of the season. But you don't have to take our word for it. Ask anyone who really knows golf, like this guy.
Hi, I'm Sergio Garcia.
Yeah, that's Sergio Garcia. And you know what he thinks about Golfsmith's National Trade-In Days?
That's spectacular.
Couldn't have put it any better ourselves. Because during Golfsmith's National Trade-In Days, you can get the best prices of the year on the hottest new clubs from TaylorMade, Callaway, Nike, Cobra, and more. Just bring in those old clubs, trade them for cool new clubs, and you'll get 30% more trade-in value. 30% more. You can even finance your new clubs with no interest until 2010.
How cool is that?
And at Golfsmith, our equipment experts give you the time and the guidance you need to get clubs that fit you right. Don't miss National Trade-In Days now through April 26th. The best prices of the year and 30% more trade-in value. But don't wait. After April 26th, Golfsmith's trade-in days are history.
And it's only at Golfsmith and Golfsmith.com.
Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Erin Hart. If you want to go and wave lettuce at the Tea Party, and don't I would recommend not going and attending because Fox News will blur the lens. It'll make it look like a huge crowd is there. But here's the thing. Be grateful that you pay taxes today. And it's also my one of my dearest friend Ellen's birthday. Happy birthday. It's also tax day. And I think one of the things about tax day, be grateful. Look around you. Like Mick said, look around you. Be grateful for your highways, your freeways, your sewer lines, your water coming out of your tap. All of that was paid by the common weal. All of that was, we all got together, chipped in with our taxes, and built a country. By the way, many of you have been asking, where are these protests, Aaron? So Denver Metro, there's going to be on the west steps of the Capitol, 200 East Colfax. That's between noon and 1:30 p.m. In El Paso County, it's going to be at Asia Park on North Nevada. Also, they're all apparently around noon. The one in Larimer in Fort Collins is going to be at the Fort Collins City Hall. In Greeley, it's going to be at Bittersweet Park at 35th and 11th. So if you want to go, go, but wave lettuce. That's what if I have an old head of lettuce, take off a couple of leaves and wave it at them. Don't throw. I don't recommend throwing vegetables at them. But I wouldn't carry signs next to them because I think that'll inflate the count. Because a lot of those right-wing media outlets will just back up and go, look how many people were here. And I don't know how they're going to cover it if not too many people show up. Meantime, it is time for us to check in with fellow AM760 host Tom Hartman, nationally syndicated Tom Hartman, that would be, and prominent author. Hi, Tom. Welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Happy Tax Day! I'm
indeed, wrong. it's the day that we get to pay the price of citizenship in the United States, to pay the dues to a civil society.
Indeed, I'll pay a high compliment to you that was passed on to me yesterday about you. He said, you know, I love listening to Tom Hartman. It's like a civics revelation every time I listen to him. And I thought, you know, what a nice thing to say. So I made a note to tell you about it.
Well, that's sweet.
It really is true, though. You have written several books, including We the People, Screwed, and Cracking the Code. But I like when you talk about why we should be happy to pay taxes. And I know you recommended that we go out in numbers to join our right-wing conservative friends at their tea bag party. But I think people like Fox News will back up and take pictures of them and go, look how many people were out.
Right,
I think they'll blur the signs.
You think they'll blur the signs? Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah. Possible. And say 900 people showed up when it might have been 10.
Yeah, I thought it might be a chance. I mean, it's I
know.
You know.
They're just so they've got their knicker. They're so backwards with this whole protest anyway, up to and including not understanding the meaning of teabagging. But anyway, I think one of the things that I am saddened about especially since the rule of Ronald Reagan. Is that government became a demon and paying taxes became something. I know we've never particularly liked it as a people, but I'm with you. We have to pay them in order to participate in, as you say, a civil society.
Yeah, and beyond that, the weird thing is that for people who earn so much money that they have a lot of money left over at the end of the year, if there's some dividing line there, but, you know, whether it's a few hundred thousand dollars or a few million dollars or billions of dollars a year. For them, a tax cut is actually quite consequential because if their taxes are cut, I mean, over time, or looking over a period of years,
sure.
If their taxes are cut, they end up with a lot more money that they can stash away. And it's one of the reasons why ever since Reagan's tax cuts, we've seen the wealthy get massively more wealthy. For working people, however, over time, what happens is that when taxes are cut, that salaries get cut. and that when taxes are raised, the salaries get raised. And I realize this sounds like outer space, but it is absolutely, you can absolutely demonstrate it. If somebody's working for, say they're working for $50,000 a year,
right.
Gross.
Sure.
And after taxes, they're making $40,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So their employer knows that they're willing to work for $40,000 a year, money in their pocket.
Right.
If they get a tax cut and now they're taking home $45,000 a year, their employer is going to say, you know, I know that guy will work for $40,000 a year. Now he's making $45,000. I'm going to figure out a way to only pay him $40,000. Now, it doesn't happen, you know, that fast. What happens is, you know, through attrition, people leave. You know, they shift benefits. You know, they say, well, you're going to have to pay 30, 40% of your health care this year instead of 10%, or you're going to have to pay 80% instead of 50%.
And we're going to quit contributing to a pension. We're going to stick in a 401k with our stock being a contributor, and too bad if it goes down.
Yep. Well, but the bottom line is that when they cut through taxes, that Reagan cut taxes on working people, and there have been several tax cuts on working people, and every single time that happened, wages went down. The one time that Bill Clinton raised taxes on working people,
wages went up.
That's right.
And yesterday I was watching CNN, and they did story after story about how, you know, comparatively speaking, we don't pay as much tax as everyone else in the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, but the mythology in this country is that we're, you know, that we're screwed, that we pay, to paraphrase your book title, but that we get stuck time after time carrying this enormous load on our backs. And it's patently not true.
Well, the Walton family, it was revealed, about 3 years ago, I guess, that they had spent more than $200 million on this campaign to relabel the estate tax, the death tax. And this was a phrase, you know, they hired apparently Frank Luntz, and he came up with, or somebody like him, and they came up with this, they focus grouped it, and then they got it out there and through their front groups. And for the better part of 5-6 years, people, you know, right-wingers were think tanks were running around going, death tax, before anybody realized that it had been paid for by the heirs to the Walton family. And you know,
and Walmart.
And $200 million spent to save, you know, what would be, you know, I mean, we're talking about people who are worth, you know, $5, $10, $30, $40 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And when they pass that along to their kids, it will become half of what it was. And if you can do away with the estate tax, it'll not become half of what it was. Now, their kids are still going to be billionaires.
We're talking. Bad art or good art or whatever art they buy. Anyway.
Right, yeah. Yeah. So they invest a few million to save billions, and you know, the rest of us get screwed. And it's just so wrong.
You know, here's what I came up with the analogy yesterday is that this is like the House of Lords is throwing a big party, and the peasants are showing up. To say, give the House of Lords more money. And it's like, wait a minute. This isn't the meaning of our country. This isn't the founders of our nation are rolling.
Yeah, well, the brilliance, yeah, absolutely. The brilliance of these millionaires and billionaires who fund these right-wing think tanks that Dick Armey works for example, that are doing this thing, is that they have gotten the average Joe and Jane to think that their interests are identical to the interests of the wealthy. And they're not. Their interests are not identical. In fact, they're antithetical. But they're the opposite of them. But they are, you know, ever since Reagan, they have been, it's surprising to me how few people have figured it out. And I think in part the reason why is because our media doesn't talk about it.
No, and it's dominated, as we know, there are 10 times more right-wing hosts than left-wing hosts, and it's very difficult sometimes to get the word out. And it's as Thomas Frank noted in What's the Matter with Kansas, they've argued so successfully that they bamboozle these people, and part of it is they're appealing to everybody's hope, which is one day they'll join the ruling classes, which is, you know, and so they take the native bootstrapism of the United States of America, the optimism of our people, and turn it on its head to give them false hope in terms of the chances they may have in their lifetime to become Gordon Gekko. Yeah. So it's just, I find it really awful that this happens to us, which is why I always spend tax day going, yay, I pay my taxes. Now, I wanted to talk about Barack Obama yesterday spoke in biblical terms again about an economy built on a house of sand or on solid ground. He seemed to sound a more optimistic note than usual. Is this a symbol of a vision of hope, or are we getting it better, or are we just getting close to 100 days and he wants to make the economy look better? I hate to be cynical.
Well,
but I am a little.
Actually, when it comes to the economy, I'm very cynical.
Me too, and I know you are too, so I wanted to get your opinion.
Yeah. I think one of the things that he knows is that the economy is self-generative, is, you know, that if a lot of people go out and spend money, and he said this, in fact, he talked about it, a lot of people go out and spend money, then you've got customers, then the economy grows. If a lot of people stop spending money, then, you know, you don't have customers, and then you have layoffs. And in either way, either direction, these are cycles that literally feed on themselves, and that there's a large element of psychology associated with them. So he's trying to play the psychology card. The problem is he's not dealing with the fundamentals, and this concerns me tremendously.
Well, and which why I found it interesting that he mentioned that, you know, there's the house built on sand or on solid ground. And it's like, well, I hope we're on solid ground, but I'm not sure we are.
Yeah.
But no, I guess we'll see. Now, what do you think of issuing bounties on pirates, which Ron Paul is being coming up with, in terms of going after the pirates at sea? I do think that was a win for Obama overall.
Mm-hmm.
The pirate interdiction.
Oh, yeah. It was what would have happened to Jimmy Carter had he successfully freed the hostages in 1980.
I don't think Ronald Reagan would have become president.
Perhaps. No, he wouldn't have. He was Reagan was way behind in the polls. Everybody considered him a crackpot and a right-wing loony. And it was the hostages that blew up Carter's presidency. This was a big win for him. And with regard to paying bounties, first of all, it's another one of those simplistic things that doesn't address the real problem. Secondly, letters of marque, even though they're mentioned in our Constitution, have been internationally ruled against the law for over 150 years.
Right.
They didn't work.
Small little fact. That's a good point. Excellent.
What letters of marque did was they led to private navies, basically, private for-profit navies, and those private for-profit navies then themselves became pirates. I mean, it was just a terrible mess.
Need more of.
Yeah.
Private armies.
Captain Kidd? I forget which one. I can't remember my pirates, but one of them was actually originally hired by the British East India Company in like the 1750s or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up hanging him later for piracy, but he had been hired by them to put the pirates out of business. I mean, this was actually a fairly common thing. So, yeah, that's not the way to go. The way to go is to help Somalia stop being a failed state.
Thank you. All right, now, Coleman, I wanted to ask you about Coleman v. Franken. Will we ever see Al Franken in his Senate seat? And how bad was this three-panel unanimous decision against Coleman this week?
Well, what it means is that Al Franken has won the seat. And,
of course.
And that it's relatively uncontestable. And what the game that's being played right now, and probably is being played, frankly, you watch Norm Coleman's body language, I get the feeling that he's starting to feel very uncomfortable with this. But I think that Michael Steele and all of his buddies are saying, come on, Norm, keep that one more vote out of the Senate. I mean,
keep the controversy going. We're fundraising on you.
Yeah, well, there's that, too. There's that, too.
Of course.
But I think mostly it's about the 59th Democrat in the Senate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we'll have to see how this all pans out. Now, what are you talking, I'm sure there's something special coming up on your show. Want to give everybody a highlight?
Well, thank you, Aaron, for the consideration. I'm sorry I don't have my one sheet in front of me. I don't know what I'm doing today.
But it will be wonderful, whatever it is. We know.
Wait a minute. I remember. Okay. We're gonna do a one-hour simulcast with Alex Jones.
Okay.
Which should be really weird. He has a new DVD out called The Obama Deception.
And, oh, dear.
Yes, and it's going to be very, because Alex Jones is like, you know, the conspiracy guy's conspiracy guy.
He hears a high whine in his head, actually, but I could be wrong.
You don't know. It's fascinating. So we're actually going to simulcast his show and my show, and we're going to take callers from each other's shows, and we're going to, in some areas, actually, we're going to agree, and in some areas, I suspect we're going to have it out. We're going to have Donald Trump on as a guest today.
Oh, my.
I'm going to ask him why he doesn't want to pay taxes in New York.
Excellent.
So, you know, there's a few other things like that.
He probably isn't paying them in New Jersey either.
and his bankrupt casino in Vegas.
Exactly. Good point. What was it? Oh, okay, Donald, are you paying taxes in any state? Inquiring minds want to know.
Hey, Tom, tell him his golf courses stink, too.
No. Oh, terrible. Bad.
I'll
that was John.
John. Yeah, I know.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
John.
Thanks,
all
right.
All right, Tom Hartman, thank you so much. A pleasure, as always, to talk to you.
Sure. Great talking with you, Aaron.
Have a great show.
Keep up the great radio. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Wow. That's a nice thing to hear from Tom Hartman. Keep up the great radio. That made my day. All right. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 303-713-7600. I'd love to talk to you. So let's talk. It's time to revel in Teabag Day, 303-713-7600. I was such a child yesterday.
Should we name this National Teabag Day?
Yes, we should. Everyone else is. I know, it was so funny yesterday. I have to admire Rachel Maddow because, you know, this is why jerks like me will never be president. And this is why I will always remain 12 years old. So there.
I know. We're acting very juvenile. Go home and teabag a loved one today.
Oh, yeah. Or yeah, they couldn't believe I said the taco one yesterday.
I still can't believe it.
See, I like embarrassing. If you're going to embarrass me and make my cheeks turn red, I'm doing a turnabout's right. Fair play, man.
Let's ignore it and move along.
303-713-7600. It's 6:50, and we're children here. But we will talk to you, too, intelligently and wisely, because we're liberals, and we can do that. We can have fun and enlighten at the same time. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Thank you, Aaron. I'll take a look at traffic for you. Southbound 225, stop and go now. Trying to get out of Aurora and into the tech center. Going to hit these speeds in the teens. Parker Road down to the I-25 interchange. On 25, normal jams in Northland. Again, around downtown after 48th Avenue. Seeing things build. Eastbound C-470, Platte Canyon up to Lucent Boulevard there in Highlands Ranch. Also busy westbound 76 and eastbound 270 approaches into downtown. Got a crash, motorcycle accident, Santa Fe near Cedar. That's around Alameda, just north of there. Also, construction crews ruptured a water main at Arapahoe and Jordan. Expect pretty good delays out there in Centennial. Your forecast, partly cloudy, windy, with just a small chance for a brief thundershower this afternoon. Highs will be from 67 to 72 degrees. Right now we're at 44 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today is the tax deadline. Stressing out a little? Well, relax, because H&R Block is here for you. Go into an H&R Block office now and let your people help. Call 1-800-HR-BLOCK today. When you've got H&R Block, you've got people.
You know how windy it can get in Colorado, not to mention other wild weather that we deal with here. Why not get the most durable patio furniture at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month long. Plus, they want to help you out by paying your sales tax this month on any patio furniture that you buy. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
Interested in learning more about solar energy and the environment? Join Independent Power Systems in Boulder Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park for the first annual EarthFest. EarthFest Boulder is a celebration of sustainability and community. Activities include the Earth Day 5K, local organic food, and activities for the whole family. That's Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park. Visit solarips.com/earthfest for a free solar assessment from Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Look, you want to save money on gas, so stop driving around looking for the lowest price at the pump and get over to Advance Auto Parts. They got buy one, get one free deals on 12-ounce bottles of Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner. That's one way you're going to increase your mileage, lower your emissions, and improve your car's performance. Hey, here's another one. Buy some Bosch Platinum Plus Spark Plugs for only $249 each. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
guys.
The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit the Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Good from the Hood, the nation's first student-managed company, is now celebrating its 15-year anniversary. You can purchase all-natural honey mustard or creamy Italian salad dressings at all major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Visit foodfromthehood.com for more information.
We think that sounds like tea party, tea bag party tonight, today. Tea bag party today. A little headbanging music for us at 6:55. I'm Aaron Hart. My head's banging. Actually, I'm not hitting the microphone. I'm trying not to anyway. It's 303-713-7600. Good morning. Thanks to Tom Hartman for checking in, and we will be back with more of your phone calls coming up, I hope. We got to talk, man. It's tax day. I think you ought to wave lettuce leaves. Go by, drive, honk, wave a lettuce leaf. Make sure a camera captures you. And say, I'm here to protest. I'm here to be relish paying my taxes. Here's some lettuce. Maybe it'll help. I don't know. Although, be careful. Be wary. Fox News may try to make you look like you're part of the crowd. Part of the crowd to inflate their numbers. You know they'll do it. You know they'll do it. You know it is. They are. We distort. You deride. And that's exactly the point with them.
Hey, Aaron, do you remember back during election time, do you remember the clip where they're in that, like, Pennsylvania was one of the swing states?
Yes.
And they did that. They were going to, like, coffee shops around Pennsylvania, Fox News was.
Yes.
And they're like, hey, everybody show us a hand of who you're voting for. Everybody's voting for Obama. Raise your hand.
And
like, you know, like 90% of the room raised their hand. They're like, who's voting for McCain? Like, two old people raised their hand. And then the Fox News guy was like, overwhelmingly for McCain here.
And you're like,
it was unbelievable.
Who do you believe, me or your
and
lying
had, like,
eyes?
You know, the live shot of all the people raising their hands.
And there was classic. There was somebody sitting next to his leg in the booth, and they just looked at each other like, is this guy high? What's wrong with him?
Did you see the one of the older guys that raised his hand for McCain? His wife was like slapping his arm trying to get it down. Did you see that part?
I missed that.
It was classic.
I could watch those clips over and over again. I might as well down them for little. I'm going to get YouTube. Thank God. What would we do before them? Oh, my mouth has got to work this morning. I was up till 11:30 last night because everybody has colds around me. So I was like, oh, no, I'm going to get a cold now. No, no. I've been fighting one off for days, but I think it's finally on its ebb. But thank God for Zicam. 303-713-7600. Look, do you think there are glimmers of hope of a turnaround? Are you like Tom Hartman and I that you're a little nervous about whether or not we're really, truly, truly, truly back on fundamentals? Now, I'm sure in part, and I'm not being entirely cynical here. After all, Barack Obama, maybe, and I think he's wonderful. Listen, in my favorite moment of his this week, apart from the pirate story, was him reading to children, Morris Sendak's, Where the Wild Animals Are. I don't forget the exact title. It's a wonderful book, though. Where the Wild Things Are, I think is what it's called. It's a wonderful, wonderful children's book, and he read it in such a funny voice. We were talking about it the other night at dinner, and we were just saying, oh, my God, he is so charming. He's just, and it is so nice to see a genuine dad. You know what I mean? It always seemed like George W. Bush didn't know quite what to do with his children, you know? He was sort of like, they were like alien beings that he sort of dealt with. I'm sure he loves his twin girls. I'm sure he does. But it always seemed like he was kind of, ooh, children, what do I do now? Like he did with us as a country. 303-713-7600. I would love to talk to you. I'm going to open it wide up. We have a guest from the ACLU per your request about the issue of immigration in Greeley. So we'll talk about that coming up on Colorado's Progressive Talk. This is the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show. We'll be back after this.
Hey, back to business in a second. But I just read a statistic you won't believe. Get this. Over 50 million of us don't have adequate life insurance. Seriously. and most are between the ages of 30 and 55. So if you die, your spouse is left alone, trying to figure out how to make ends meet, borrowing money, draining their retirement, selling the family home. That happened to my mom, and it was tough. Look, if you have a family, you need life insurance. So right now, go get a free quote from eFinancial at 1-800-955-2533, because you will not believe how affordable life insurance is. Everyone's situation is different, but okay, I'll just tell you. I'm 40, in good health. They got me a $500,000 policy for $20 a month. $20 a month. You spend more than that on coffee, right? So seriously, take care of your family. Get your free life insurance quote now. Let me give you the number again. It's 1-800-955-2533. 1-800-955-2533. 1-800-955-2533.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. A pirate attack on a U.S. ship off Africa. Katie Urbick was one of the first to know, getting an email from her son Tom on board the Liberty Sun.
We are under attack by pirates. We are being hit by rockets, also bullets.
But the Illinois woman also found out it failed, and her son and the rest of the crew was safe. CBS's Sheila McVicker.
The crew barricaded themselves in the engine room and sent out a distress call. To the rescue, the USS Bainbridge. Pirates fled. The Liberty Sun is damaged, but the crew is safe.
The crew of the Maersk Alabama, attacked last week, is now flying home. They're still looking forward to a reunion with rescued Captain Richard Phillips.
Oh, I can't wait to see him. That's going to be huge. Yeah, we really can't wait to see him.
Phillips is expected to fly home later. Fresh economic news. The government says consumer prices fell in March, and they've recorded their first annual drop since 1955. Energy and food costs down. Can too much information be a bad thing? We might find out when the results of bank stress tests come out. All institutions will reportedly pass, but there will be transparency, and negative details could scare away investors from some banks.
The administration's in a very difficult spot right now as to what they say, what they don't say, and how people are going to interpret information that is released or what is not released.
Banking analyst Bert Ely. The bad economy could be a recruiting tool for domestic extremist groups. That's what Homeland Security officials are saying in an intelligence assessment to police forces. Morris Dees of the Southern Poverty Law Center tells the CBS Early Show the numbers of domestic militia groups are on the rise.
An American person is much more likely to be harmed by a domestic terrorist extremist group than by one from abroad.
Homeland Security takes the wraps today off a brand new job, Border Czar.
How to stop the flow of drugs, guns, and people across the U.S.-Mexican border. Former federal prosecutor Alan Burson is expected to be named to that task today. Burson oversaw the rollout of President Clinton's Operation Gatekeeper, a massive increase in border enforcement in the San Diego area. His duties this time will be carried out against the backdrop of a Mexican drug war and administration pledges to reduce border violence. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
The Sunday school teacher charged in the rape and murder of an 8-year-old California girl apparently attempted suicide in the days before her arrest. CBS's John Blackstone has the exclusive.
She was in the hospital with what was vaguely described as internal bleeding. Now, CBS News has learned the cause of her hospitalization was that she swallowed 3 X-Acto knife blades. This was sometime in the days after Sandra Cantu disappeared.
No late fees on this one. A book stolen by a Union soldier during the Civil War has been returned to the library at Virginia's Washington and Lee University. It was found by the soldier's descendants. Before the bell, S&P futures down 4.5. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has good news for contractors. And what contractor could use a little of that? The number one name in home improvement now carries the number one name in ladders. Werner, preferred by pros more than any other brand of ladder. Now get our 6-foot fiberglass stepladder at a new lower price of just $58. Werner ladders are back at the Home Depot. Things are definitely looking up. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm about to present to you a straightforward commercial for GEICO, the third largest personal auto insurer in the country. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to GEICO, and GEICO received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Standard & Poor's has consistently awarded GEICO a AAA rating for financial strength. This is usually where I'd say something cute or clever, but like I said at the beginning, we're keeping this straightforward. Goodbye to you now.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Filed your taxes yet? Today's the deadline. 35 post offices in Colorado will be open till midnight to help procrastinators make that deadline. Marcella Rivera with the Postal Service in Denver says even though more and more are filing electronically these days, local offices will be packed.
Even just the last 2 days, there have been steady lines pretty much from lunchtime through closing.
Today's also the day tax protests are planned nationwide, tea parties across the country, including one at the state capitol. The Arapahoe County District Attorney's Office says it's dropping a murder charge against a man accused of killing a Littleton storekeeper. 48-year-old Gregory Parker was charged with first-degree murder in the 2004 death of Rhonda Holland in the Seasons Givings gift shop. Parker is serving a 60-year prison sentence for second-degree murder in the death of his wife. The Rocky Mountain News has been gone only 6 weeks, but the space it occupied on Colfax Avenue is about to be taken over. The Denver Post reports some 200 employees with the state court administrator's office will work in the fifth floor space that housed Rocky staffers. And there are manufacturing jobs in Longmont. The Post reporting Abound Solar plans to hire 300 over the next year to help make some 3 million solar panels annually. Finally, for those angry at their boyfriends, please don't tape his dog to the fridge. A woman's been arrested in Boulder for taping a puppy to the side of the refrigerator after it bit her. 20-year-old Abby Toll allegedly used packing tape and hair ties to bind the pooch's legs, tail, and snout before affixing it to the appliance. The puppy is now with the Boulder Valley Humane Society. The woman's in the Boulder County Jail. Sports, Rockies take on the Cubs in Chicago this afternoon, and the Nuggets finish the regular season tonight at Portland. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where southbound I-25 really starting to slow down as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland from about 112th, taking you up to 84th. It then bogs down again downtown. Also looking at some delays on the southbound side at 2 1/4. This is after Parker Road, up past DTC. It's sunny out, so those eastbound routes are starting to suffer, like people starting to slow down. Starting right around Pecos on the turnpike and on C-470, you'll start to tap your brakes. Wadsworth towards Platte Canyon, then again, University towards Quebec. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Got a buck? Then wake up with Sonic's new Everyday Value Menu. Drive in for a junior breakfast burrito and a small order of tater tots, just $1 each. It's the best way to satisfy your Sonic cravings without breaking the bank. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Old Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Now, yesterday, quite a hot topic on the show was the story about the immigrants who were caught up in Operation Number Games. More than 1,000 suspected illegal immigrants were caught in a dragnet. And we wondered why the judge in Larimer County ordered Weld County District Attorney Ken Buck and the Western Weld County Sheriff's Department to return or destroy the evidence in 7 days. I thought it was a good idea because it looked like it was an illegal operation by the authorities in Greeley. But many of you disagreed with me and wondered why District Judge James Hyatt from the neighboring county, Larimer, ruled that the seizure was overbroad and violated privacy rights. So you request, we provide. And here's the American Civil Liberties Union of Colorado's Mark Silverstein to talk about the Weld County identity theft investigation and explain it all to us right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning, Mark, if I may call you that. Thank you for joining us.
And good morning to you, too.
So what? Now, I know this was about Amelia's translation and tax service. Apparently, they became of interest because of a taxpayer in Texas, right?
Ultimately, that's correct. The Weld County law enforcement authorities wound up talking to one undocumented immigrant in Weld County who apparently had lived there for over a decade. When he entered the country in violation of the immigration laws, he bought a Social Security number on the street. And he told Weld County authorities, listen, yes, I bought that, but, you know, I work steady. I try to do what I'm supposed to do. I pay taxes. And they wanted to know more about his paying taxes. And that eventually led them to this particular translation and tax service that catered to the Spanish-speaking community in Greeley. You know, undocumented immigrants are, of course, not only the subject of a lot of controversy, but they are subject to some very conflicting and contradictory legal requirements. We all know that there are millions of undocumented immigrants here in this country and that the federal government needs to figure out a way to fix the broken immigration system. In the meanwhile, these people do get jobs. They have to show an employer a Social Security number. They cannot obtain a valid Social Security number. While some people would say, well, then they should go back to their home countries, what actually happens, of course, is that they often find a way to show a Social Security number to a business and get a job. Those Social Security numbers are either invented, made up, or they're actually the Social Security number that belongs to another person. So they earn wages. They get W-2 forms that reflect the made-up or fraudulently obtained Social Security number. And the Internal Revenue Service requires that everyone earning wages in this country has to file tax returns. And those laws apply to undocumented immigrants, even if they're earning those wages in violation of the laws regarding work authorization. And so there's a requirement to file taxes, and the IRS promotes and encourages the filing of tax returns by undocumented immigrants and has set up a special system. They issue what are called ITINs, I-T-I-N. It's Individual Taxpayer Identification Number.
Right.
Now, ordinarily, your Social Security number is your taxpayer identification number.
Right.
But undocumented immigrants cannot obtain one. So the IRS arranges for them to file taxes using an ITIN. And what they have to do is submit the wage documentation that shows the fraudulent or invented Social Security number. They submit that along with information about their true identity and their true name. And the IRS issues them an ITIN. And the undocumented immigrants can continue to file tax returns even though the full tax return will show that they earned wages under a Social Security number that's not theirs. In other words, the tax returns contain evidence, first of all, that leads one to the conclusion that, why, you must be working here without work authorization. You must be here in violation of the immigration laws.
Right.
And it also provides evidence that someone got a job using a Social Security number that's not theirs, which under Colorado law, may violate one or two criminal statutes. And so a tax return provides evidence not only of immigration status, but also of probable violations of Colorado criminal laws. The IRS, however, is forbidden to turn that information over to the federal agencies that are concerned with immigration, and it's also forbidden to turn that information over to to authorities who might be interested in prosecuting their crimes under Colorado law. The IRS has developed a system to advance its mission of enforcing the tax laws.
Which is to receive tax income from people.
That's right. So the IRS has information that would be of interest to the immigration people and also would be of interest to local law enforcement agencies that want to pursue these violations of Colorado criminal law. But these authorities can't get the information from the Internal Revenue Service because of confidentiality laws. And so what happened here is that the Weld County authorities thought up a plan to get that information from another source, because so many people go to a tax preparer for help in filing tax returns.
Right.
And the tax preparer keeps copies as the tax preparer's business records. So based on their information about the one person who said, yes, I filed these kinds of returns, I did it at Amalia's, I know other people go to Amalia's, they mm-hmm. began investigating. And they sent an agent from the Colorado Department of Revenue to go and talk to Amalia, and she explained what she does, which complies 100% with IRS requirements. She wasn't doing anything wrong. And the agent reported to the Weld County authorities, and they went and got a search warrant based on evidence that they knew of one person whose file would be at Amalia's that would reflect this kind of evidence the authorities were seeking. And they also had information that Amalia does this for some unknown number of others.
Right.
And based on that, they got a warrant that authorized them to look through the file of every tax-paying client of Amalia's.
Every single one?
They looked through all of them in order to find the ones where the taxpayer filed using an I-10 with wage documentation that reflected a Social Security number.
Oh, dear.
And so the authorities came with a search warrant, and they carted off the files of 5,000 clients and customers of Amalia's. Looked through them all and said, okay, we now have 1,339 suspects. The authorities returned the originals and made copies. They also made copies of the hard drives of all of Amalia's computers. And since Amalia does the tax returns using computer software, those hard drives actually contained the tax files of all of her customers. Persons who weren't even suspects. After the DA's search of the 5,000 customers. So the issue really is, can law enforcement authorities comb through the records of 5,000 taxpayers on the theory that some unspecified number of them might be doing something wrong?
And talk about a fishing expedition. I mean, that's even worse. I mean, it's such a violation of privacy of the people who did nothing wrong.
That's right. That's right. And this form of investigation really is the government's bid to look for a needle in a haystack. And while they're doing it, they're combing through the confidential private records of thousands of law-abiding citizens and legal permanent residents who are also customers of Amalia's.
Oh, dear. Well, let's talk more about this. I do have to jump to a break. Do you have a little more time, Mark Silverstein?
Sure.
Great. ACLU's Mark of Colorado, Mark Silverstein, is talking about the Weld County identity theft investigation. And I'm glad we've got the background on it, because it's, I think, even more egregious than I originally surmised from reading the 9news.com article. 303-713-7600 at 717 in the Mile High. Good morning. And we'll welcome the sun together right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin is still under the weather. We wish him well. And it's time for Progressive Traffic with the about to vacation, champing at the bit, can't possibly wait to put on that orange Speedo, John Turk.
You're exactly right, Aaron. I can't wait to slap on that orange Speedo in Orange Beach, Alabama. And like you said, traffic is doing pretty good for us this morning. Sun is coming up. Got some sun glare issues as you're traveling eastbound on C-470. Going to hit it in Littleton at Wadsworth. Again, Highlands Ranch around Broadway. Our heaviest jams though right now, southbound I-25 up in North Glen. Delays from 120th down to 84th. Also busy heading out of Aurora, southbound 2 1/4, Parker Road down to 25. Other spots filling in for us, westbound 76 at 74th Avenue, and eastbound 270 York down to Vasquez. Still working this motorcycle accident, Santa Fe near Cedar, that's just north of Alameda. And in Centennial, construction crews ruptured a water main into Arapahoe and Jordan. Expect some pretty good delays there. Your forecast, sun and clouds mixed and breezy. High near 70. Right now we're sitting at 43 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Hurry!
Three cheers for four-legged creatures.
and for the moms who clean up the muddy footprints and cat food stuck on the floor. Because even though your kids said they would, you knew they wouldn't. So when they asked for a pet, you still said, bring it. You're why we made New Bounty, with 25% thicker quilts and more durability than before. New Bounty. To see if you can clean the mess with less, go to quickerpickerupper.com.
If you can predict when the economy will climb out of the current slump, ignore this ad. If, on the other hand, you're like other smart, frugal business owners, listen closely. Intelligent Office, the leader in virtual officing solutions, allows businesses to rapidly expand and contract so you can stay in step with the market's mood swings. At any given time, you can have the exact amount of a la carte office and conference space you need, as well as customized receptionist services, support staff, administrative services, and more. And it's all at a fraction of the cost of traditional officing because you pay only for what you use. You can project a larger, more professional image while keeping your business from being at the mercy of the economy. You can make the downturn an upturn. To learn more, visit intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000 in Denver and Boulder. intelligentoffice.com or 303-447-9000.
The nation's first student-managed company is now celebrating its 15-year anniversary. You can purchase all-natural honey mustard or creamy Italian salad dressings at all major retail stores and online at amazon.com. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Visit foodfromthehood.com for more information.
Coming up Wednesday on the Tom Harbin Program, do you know where your tax returns are? No stranger to tax returns, mega mogul author, TV personality Donald Trump stops by to talk about his new book, Think Like a Champion. Plus, I'll confront radio host and author Alex Jones about a new documentary film he's made called The Obama Deception and his recent cozy appearances on Fox News. Also, everything you know is wrong. Members of the Firesign Theater join us. That should be fun.
It's the Tom Harbin Program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
El Gran Combo. John's playing it for me. Yay. Mark Silverstein of ACLU of Colorado is our guest. We're talking about the Weld County case, Colorado identity theft investigation. Now, yesterday, I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate, Mark Silverstein, because I suspect strongly we're on the same side of this issue. And so, you know, the charges have already been filed against at least 60 people. Some defendants have pled guilty to identity theft and criminal impersonation. What happens to them? Because apparently Hyatt said he couldn't overturn those cases, but expected some of them will file litigation. So what rights do they have? There are going to be a lot of people who say, so what? They're illegal. Throw them out. Throw the book at them. Why can't we go after them with tax law?
Well, I think the starting point, of course, is that all persons in the country are protected by constitutional rights of fairness, equality, and due process.
Here's what question always shocks me. Well, why should we give it to illegals?
Well, you don't know that someone is illegal until there has been.
Exactly.
Until there's been a procedure by which the immigration authorities say, we believe you're here in violation of the immigration laws. And, of course, a person accused has a right to say, wait a minute, no, I'm not. Let's take a look at my immigration status. So there are due process protections that attach. And, of course, when someone is accused of violating criminal laws, of course they have all the rights of anyone else in terms of you have a right to know the evidence against you. You have a right to rebut that evidence. You have a right to be heard. You have a right to have the assistance of an attorney. All of those rights apply to anyone in this country. As far as the persons who are already charged as a on the basis of evidence taken in this illegal search, they have to deal with this issue in the context of their own criminal proceedings.
Right.
In one of those cases, the one that was the most advanced procedurally, another judge in Weld County has already ruled that the search was illegal, and the judge ordered that the illegally seized evidence be excluded. Other defendants whose charges are based on that illegally seized evidence would probably be able to raise that ruling in their defense. The persons who have already pled guilty, however, that might be another story, and I don't know what they might do if they're able to do anything.
Well, what, you know, what this raises, I think, is the issue of fairness and equal treatment under the law, I think, in many, many ways. And one of the things that I continuously argue for in a talk show is, yes, I do believe our constitutional rights should be extended to everybody here. I think they should be extended to the people in Bakram in Afghanistan. I don't like the suspension, I don't care whether Bush does it or Obama does it, of habeas corpus, for an example. So how... Why is it fear? Is it ignorance? Is it a reluctance to apply the law equally that leads? I mean, I'm asking you to speculate, perhaps. But how the ACLU, I'm sure, tries to get the message out about our constitutional rights. But how do we, as a people, grapple with some of these issues? Because, you know, some people, we can disagree about the efficacy of prosecuting people, undocumented workers. But there's and identity theft is a massive problem in this country. So what is the ACLU's recommendation in a way to tackle this? How should they have proceeded against the man who they suspected had taken the, however he did it, the Social Security number of the man in Texas originally?
Yeah, sure. Well, first, let me say about this idea of equality. Of course, there are differences between people who are citizens and people who are not. So when those differences are material, then, of course, you don't have strictly equal treatment. Citizens cannot be deported. Non-citizens can be deported. But but the thing is that our law enforcement authorities have to enforce the law while following the rule of law. Law enforcement authorities have to set the example that we are a nation of laws that does things pursuant to the rule of law. And in this particular case, of course, the judge has ruled that they attempted to enforce the laws while breaking the law themselves. And there are legal remedies for that, and the judge has ruled that they cannot use this evidence that was seized in the course of and by means of violating the right of privacy, the state constitutional protection against unreasonable searches and seizures, and the parallel provision in our Constitution, the Fourth Amendment. They have to follow the rule of law.
So I guess my question still is, and I did ask a very compound question, so I apologize for that. How do we proceed to prosecute people then who have committed identity theft who are not from this country?
Well, you know, there of course is a problem. Law enforcement is always confronted with the problem of how to find out who might be violating the law and how to gather enough evidence for a criminal conviction. That's a perennial problem with many of our laws. You could ask the same question about our laws about, say, illegal possession of cocaine. The authorities know that there are millions of people illegally possessing cocaine, and when the authorities find evidence of that, legally, they certainly can prosecute and take appropriate action, but they can't start going house to house to house to see who might have be possessing cocaine illegally. That's crossing the line. That would be breaking the rule of law.
Right, and that's where we have to be careful of those, because it doesn't do anybody any good to know the law has been violated but then be unable to prosecute it because you broke the law in the effort to enforce the law, as you pointed out.
I can tell you one thing that's interesting is obviously with this the tax regime being as it is, the Internal Revenue Service gets the tax returns of millions of undocumented immigrants, and the IRS has these documents that basically show who's here working in violation, who's here in violation of the immigration laws and working without work authorization. Now, there's another federal agency that's concerned with immigration violations, and Congress held hearings a few years ago about this, the paradox of one federal agency having so much information that another federal agency wants in order to fulfill its mission of enforcing the immigration laws. And the IRS said, well, listen, our mission is to is to ensure that as many people as possible voluntarily comply with our tax laws and file their tax returns. And of course, if the IRS turned that information over to the immigration authorities, millions of undocumented immigrants would not file the tax returns. They wouldn't comply with those tax laws. Congress left things alone. Of course, it's a paradox, and that's why really Congress has got to take measures to fix the broken immigration system.
And do you have any? Does the ACLU take any position on what those changes might be?
I believe that there was the proposal a few years ago in Congress. I can't remember the name of the statute that was scuttled, but I do believe that the ACLU supported some of the measures that were contained in that proposal that did not pass Congress.
The fair immigration. It was something I'm remembering more or less what you're remembering, too. Okay. Well, listen, thank you for taking time out of your day to clear some of this up for us. I really, really appreciate it.
And thank you for your interest in this issue.
You bet. And Mark Silverstein, one of the reasons why we all should appreciate the American Civil Liberties Union. It's tax day. I might as well drag out everybody else. Likes to make fun of, but I love the ACLU, so thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
You bet. I'm Aaron Hart, Mark Silverstein, our special guest. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for J. Marvin today, and we wish him well and we wish him better. By the way, a Colorado town is in trouble. We can talk a little local issues right now, 303-713-7600. We also have the Andrade murder trial. And his confession has been thrown out because they didn't listen to him when he said he wanted to stop being questioned. You know, this is a problem. You can't break the law and enforcing the law. Weld County, are you listening? They still have issues with Latinos, apparently, up in Weld County. Sad but true. And a Colorado town is in trouble. The 12-square-block town of Mountain View has survived for more than 104 years, sandwiched between Denver and Wheat Ridge, says the Denver Post. But the recession may spell its end. If you live there, you've gotten a letter saying our town is in serious trouble. We need your help. Is Mountain View going to get a bailout? Should we all go buy property there? I don't know. 303-713-7600, as if we have any dough to buy property these days. Oh, yeah, right. Maybe we could call Uncle Sam Walton. Ha ha. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. You'd have to come from the great beyond. It is 7:31, and here's John with the traffic, Orange Speedo in tow.
Traffic starting to build for us. Volumes increasing. Speeds really starting to decrease. A couple different spots, stop and go. Southbound 25, 120th down to 84th. Also, I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Same deal in Aurora. Southbound side, though, on 225 Parker Road down to the I-25 interchange. Really bunched up for us. That's no surprise. We are seeing more traffic heading westbound now on 36. Sheridan Boulevard up to Church Ranch. Going to be a busy spot for you. Got a new accident. Eastbound Hamden at Sheridan. That's going to cause some delays coming in from the Lakewood area. Also, construction crews broke a water main at Arapahoe and Jordan Roads. Southbound lanes of Jordan Road have been determined to be unsafe, so they've shut those down. Right lane and right turn lane on eastbound Arapahoe also shut down, as well as the turn lane from westbound Arapahoe to Jordan. So you can tell that intersection is quite jacked up right now. We're also still working that motorcycle crash, Santa Fe, just north of Alameda. Your forecast, sun and clouds mix, breezy with a high near 70. Right now, 43 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Planning a wedding or an upcoming remodeling project? The new DexKnows.com has all the local businesses you'll need to make any event or project a success. It's more exact, more detailed, and a lot more local. The new DexKnows.com.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared!
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond, the ideal cut diamond, is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared!
Hey there, everybody. I'm Karen. Here's how I'm saving money and helping to save the planet. I get a great price on these Nature Source cleaning products at Walmart. They're plant-based, so they're good for my family and the planet. And if all 200 million of us Walmart shoppers each used one bottle of Nature Source instead of a petroleum-based cleaner, we'd save over 1.7 million gallons of petroleum. Now that's some real cleaning power. And hey, at these prices, we can all make a difference.
Budget-friendly prices, earth-friendly products. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at Coloradco.com.
Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Lot, and they've got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all. And these are the kind of things I hear about Rockies all the time.
I did go up to Rockies. It was the best experience I ever had of buying a car. I bought a lot of cars in my life. Just the whole experience, I can tell you, was awesome.
I want to put a plug in for Rockies. We bought that car. We bought it cheap, and it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again, I guarantee you.
That's Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hi, Guy here.
A talking eyeball?
The eyeball who speaks for Clear Eyes brand. Ready for an IQ test?
Okay.
Know what causes dry eyes?
Lack of moisture.
It can lead to eye health issues.
Oh.
Luckily, there's a Clear Eyes Tears formula for mild, moderate, and severe dryness. Each Clear Eyes product bathes eyes with extra moisturizers that restore a healthy moisture environment for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort. For dry eyes, revitalize, moisturize with Clear Eyes Tears formulas. Use as directed.
If you're thinking of designing your own engagement ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from the thousands of certified diamonds at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes. You'll have the ring only you could create.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Hi there. I got a call from a gentleman. I use that word loosely. A gentleman who no doubt is lusting, desiring, thinking about the teabag party with his grace and wit, I'm sure. He called up and go, tell those liberal F word, get out of our country. You know what, sir? I invite you to call back. Don't use the F word, please. But get your teabags out of a twist. Come on. Talk to us. We'll talk to you. It's fine. We don't have to leave the country, although some of us may do that for a while. But, you know, the reality is we love our country. That's why we can stand up for its laws. That's why we love its constitution. That's why we like its enforcement. That's why we insist that it be protected and preserved and appreciated, not denigrated and stomped on and trounced upon every time it seems to be convenient to you. See, that's the problem. One day, they may come for you. And if they do that, then you're going to want the protections that the Constitution affords. And I can hear them now, I'm a citizen, I don't need... Yes, you do need to be protected, because the Bush administration spied on you, listened to your phone calls, and interdicted your email without probable cause. They just did it because they could do it. And the reason they could do it is because good people didn't do enough in the wake of the attack of 9/11. You know, on my way home yesterday from work, I heard a wonderful interview. I love Sherman Alexie, and if I had thought about it, John, I would have said, let's get Sherman Alexie on, because he's really funny. He wrote When Harry and Tonto Fistfight in Heaven. He's a wonderful writer. He's just written a new book of poetry, and he's really a treasure. He's a member of the Spokane tribe, and he's very funny. He's a huge basketball fan, among other things, and he's hilarious when he talks about losing the Sonics. But he, someone asked him a great question yesterday, which was, what was the most searing episode in our history? Was it the Battle of Gettysburg, or was it 9/11? And I think a lot of right-wing conservatives, because they live on fear and they live on immediacy and they don't think about the long run, would say, 9-11, 9-11, 9-11. And they're wrong, because it really was the Battle of Gettysburg, because the nation's survival was on the line. Our Union was about to be rent in half and over the horrible divisions over slavery and the economic differences between North and South, because never forget, economics always figures into it as well. And so, you know, I think in some ways the difference in both looking back and looking forward gives a key to why there are such deep divisions in this country. We are deeply divided. We truly are, still to this day. And some of it has its seeds in the battlefields and the blood spilled in Gettysburg, because some people still believe that only certain people should have rights in America, and other people believe that, you know, that everyone should have equal protection under the law. That laws can be different, say, for illegals who are here, you know, people who are here undocumented, do not, yes, they can be deported. That's the difference. They're not citizens, particularly if they have a criminal background. They can be subject to deportation. But the reality is, you see, and we can strip people of their citizenship in extreme cases. Felons, for example, can't vote. So we do have laws, and we are a nation of laws, not women. We are a nation of laws, not men. But people who are frightened of other people and frightened of, I think, life as we know it, they look at the glass half empty. And they're very, very scared. And they're going to be out on the Capitol steps at the teabag party. They're going to be, they have their teabags in a twist, and they're very frightened of what's happening. And I think they live their lives based on fear. I like to think I leave mine based on the dictates of my mind, as well as, and I'm going to use a phrase that is way overused, my heart. 303-713-7600. Terry in Greeley, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm swell.
I'm calling about your this immigration thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're just saying that this is a nation of laws, and we mm-hmm. uphold our laws, but we don't seem to uphold our immigration laws.
Well,
everybody's saying that our immigration system is broken. No, our immigration system is not broken. We just don't enforce the laws that are on the books.
Actually, that is, technically speaking, changing. There have been more deportations are up. There has been more interdiction than before. And illegal immigration is actually down, because, you know, the downside of a down economy is we don't have an economy that attracts people to come here illegally as much anymore. But so the problem is, I agree with you, I don't think it's our most serious problem by any means, but The reality is, this case in Greeley is still based on an illegal search and seizure. And you wouldn't want your tax records searched and seized illegally. If you had gone to Amalia's tax service, your records would have been among them. So if there was anything hinky on your tax returns, theoretically speaking, the Greeley DA thinks he can just go after you if he's on a fishing expedition. And my friend, is a very troubling idea.
Well, there's so many government agencies that are out there trying to protect illegal immigrants that's why we have to do this kind of thing.
No, it isn't. There's never a good reason to break the law in order to enforce the law.
Well,
really
the illegal immigrants are doing it, and we're doing it by coddle them and we protect them, isn't that? Aren't
you
we
know,
breaking
you
our
say
own laws?
You say coddle, and here's what happens: the revenue stream. Have you ever thought about what happens to the Social Security dollars that they contribute to our country, here's one of the things that happens. They don't benefit, because if they're using a false number to file it, then they're not going to be able to collect Social Security.
So
that goes into the pot that pays, that's going to pay eventually, hopefully in many years, your and I's Social Security.
Maybe
so,
they need to start going after these people when they find them.
And that's
and
why I kept asking.
Instead
and that's
of the government trying to protect them, and this judge.
And so write your congressperson and get a law passed. There was a law, but the Republicans shot it down. They did not want, John McCain was frustrated and tearing what's left of his hair out, because the right-wing conservatives in this country like having employers that hire illegal immigrants. They like it. They want to perpetrate it because they can hire people for less money and they can drive wages down. So take it up with your wealthy buddies in the power structure,
because
they're
I'm
the ones who are perpetrating it.
Actually, I'm a Democrat, and I favor
I should not have assumed.
About, but it seems to me like the Democrats...
Well, the Democrats have gone after immigration reform.
Well, the Democrats, the Republicans are the ones that's been shutting down all these coddle immigration policies. I mean, now they, AFL-CIO, they came out with one yesterday, the Ed Show, saying that they want to legalize 12 million illegal aliens. Give them amnesty.
Why not?
Why
Here's
not?
The thing. Yeah, why not? Because,
See,
look, they're already...
why, that's the thing. You guys are
can
saying,
you,
well,
can
why
you take
not?
A breath? Yes, I say why not. You want to know why? Or do you want to just rail?
Why?
Okay, here's the reason why. Many of them have lived here for years. Many of them have children here. Many of them have built family structures. If you, you know, it's already happened, my friend. It's already done deal. So you might as well just let it go and then create a system where part of our problem is, no one funds the immigration apparatus in this country in order to be able to deal honestly with the influx of people desiring to be in this country.
Nobody wants to because they like the cheap labor. That's what it's all about.
That's part of the problem. You're absolutely right. We can agree on that. You can definitely agree on that. That's definitely a big part of it.
That's cheap labor. That's all it's about.
Well, no, actually, it's also about, well, I guess it does go back to cheap labor in terms of H-1B visas as well, because, but those are also way down. They're very much down because they know it would be highly unpopular to hire, you know, say, accountants from India when they can get accountants here who are out of work. So I agree with you, but I don't think it's our most serious problem. I think people get whipped into a frenzy out of xenophobia and fear. And the reality is it is not our biggest problem. Jobs and the income disparity is.
It has to do with the economy and the job thing also. We have all these people, American citizens, are out of work, but yet there's 186,000 or so legal immigrants coming into the country, and it's like we can't even put our own people to work. What are we going to do with these, the legal ones that are coming in and the illegal ones that are coming
in? Well, I'm not afraid of it either way. Are they giving those jobs to the illegals? No, I just told you they're not, but you're not listening to me. So thank you very much for your call, Terry. Mark in Denver, thank you for joining us on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
How are you doing, Aaron?
I'm well.
I got 2 points. I'll start with you mentioned that under the Bush administration, our constitutional rights were eroded because he would do wiretaps or warrantless wiretaps.
Yes. And I didn't like the Democrats who approved of it either.
And I completely agree with you that that's wrong, but I wish that you would tell the whole story that the Obama administration has continued that practice.
I don't know whether they're continuing wiretapping, but they are wiretapping specifically, you're sure?
Absolutely.
Because I think they're going with the FISA courts. You're incorrect.
No, they've continued the practice.
Without FISA interdiction?
Yes.
I'd have to see it to believe it.
They're doing it exactly the same way the Bush administration did it. The same way.
I'm not buying it. I do buy that they're behaving in Afghanistan, though, shabbily, and I do not like their granting habeas corpus to people who are caught in the field in Afghanistan. This is not, we can't do that, and we can't take people from country to country shopping for places to park them because we don't want to bring them to trial. That's wrong. It should be illegal, and I tried to get Bruce Fein on as a guest, but there was a little hitch with our get-along, and we have not been able to get him back. We should certainly obey the Constitution in all things,
and
Barack Obama included.
We are a nation of laws, and we need to abide by those laws, regardless of whether we're
Charlie Rangel and not figuring out our taxes, or if we're an illegal immigrant coming here illegally, you need to pay the penalty for what you do. The actual reason I called, though.
Thanks so much. What did you call for? Say quickly what you call for. Oh, I think John hung up on you. Did you, John?
I'm still here.
Okay. Here, just go ahead. Go ahead, quickly.
Yes. Anyway, the teabag party.
Yes.
I wanted you to know that 30% of the people, they did a poll, 30% of the people that are there are Democrats. 30% are independents. Only 40% are Republicans. So
well, there aren't that many right-wing Republicans. Who did the polls? Fox News? As if I ever believe anything they say.
I believe it was the Rasmussen poll.
Oh, uh-huh. I'd have to see it to believe it, and I don't.
Well, you don't have to believe it, but the fact of the matter is that it's not just conservatives that are upset with our nation's tax policy, with the way that our government
I'm sure about that. I'm just sure that nobody who is cool, like independents and Democrats, are going to go to a teabag party. That's why I have the distinct impression that's not going to happen. But I might be wrong. We'll see. It's 7:49. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. We have Michael Speer of Presidential Brokerage standing by and ready to go. Fired up, I'm sure, and ready to go. You ready for those teabag parties today, Mike Speer? Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Oh, that's right. He'll be with us during the break.
In just a minute here.
I'm sorry. I had a brain dead moment there. You said I'm sorry. I misunderstood. It's 303-713-7600. Okay, the perils of live radio. And thank you very much for your call.
That's why it's called live radio. We love it.
I know. It's like walking a high wire rack every time I do it. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for J. Marvin, and I'll get this break straight. I'm already so anxious to talk to Michael Speer, I'm anticipating his arrival. Okay, it's time for you, John Turk, in that orange Speedo that he's going to be posting everyone on his Facebook page.
It'll be my Facebook profile pic, me in an orange Speedo. So look out for
scary
that.
Thought.
It is scary.
Scary thought.
All right, take a look at traffic. Traffic's pretty scary if you're on C-470 right now. Westbound side, bunched up Kipling Parkway around a 285, and the eastbound side going to be busy in Littleton as well. Wadsworth to Santa Fe, also again from Broadway to Quebec. Other areas, stop and go, the normal spot, southbound I-25 around downtown after I-70. Also leaving Aurora, southbound 225 Parker Road down to the interchange. Got a new problem, vehicle fire reported northbound I-25 around Broadway. Going to start hitting the brakes around Colorado Boulevard, and we're also working this accident eastbound Hamden at Sheridan. Your forecast, partly cloudy and windy today. Just a small chance for a brief thunder shower. Highs from 67 to 72 degrees. Right now we're sitting at 46 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The new DexKnows.com. Now you can narrow your search by zip, city, even neighborhood to find the exact local business you're looking for. And then use maps and turn-by-turn directions to help you get there. The new DexKnows.com.
At H&R Block, you've got people who find
$1,123 my old tax guy missed.
$998 I missed when I did them myself.
$2,583, and that's just in federal.
$5,781.
An extra $837 in missed deductions.
I just can't afford to take chances anymore. That's why I've got people.
Last year, H&R Block found errors on 4 out of 5 returns prepared by others. Get a second look at your taxes for only $29. Call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com today. Individual results may vary. Additional fees may apply.
It's spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy. New inventory is arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Our negative.
I don't like. That's right.
Well, you know, and the president sounded very hopeful yesterday, and that seemed to be. Was that a good note for the market? How is that playing?
Well, the market was down yesterday, as a matter of fact, but it was down, I think, more on economic news than anything. which has been hanging around for a while, as you know. And we got a little bit more news this morning. The Consumer Price Index indicated that consumer prices are dropping. So inflation, a lot of people have been talking about their concern over inflation, and I do believe that will be a problem down the road, but it's not right now. So consumer prices dropped by 0.1% last month. With that, the Dow is up 3 points right now, Aaron. It's getting the heart bounce because it was down a little bit ago. The NASDAQ composite is down 14. The S&P's even, and the Russell's about even, so kind of a nondescript day. But what I can tell you is if you haven't heard from your advisor in a long, long time about new strategies and you've maintained the same investment strategies
that
over the last
familiar.
Year or two, that's a big mistake.
Yeah, see, and that sounds familiar. That a lot of us, particularly if we don't have giant 401ks, we feel ignored often. I doubt you ignore any of your clients, no matter the size of their portfolio.
Well, we certainly try to give everybody equal attention, that's for sure.
Well, thank you, Mike. Michael Spear, Executive Vice President of Presidential Brokerage. We really appreciate it. And that number to call for Intelligent Investment Guidance is 303-749-2770. 303-749-2770. Thank you so much, Michael. It's been a pleasure.
All right, Aaron. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. We'd love to talk to you, and you can do so at 303-713-7600. This is Aaron Hart filling in on the J. Marvin Show.
Did you know that virtually all replacement windows are tested and rated for energy efficiency before they are offered for sale to the public? Colorado Window Store strongly urges consumers to beware of other companies out there that are misleading you to think you're getting something of value almost given to you. Hi, this is Leo from Colorado Window Source. My partners, Kurt, Scott, and I offer true pricing. Our best price, the first time, all the time. No gimmicks, no false discounts, no pressure. Colorado Window Source is your premier provider for replacement windows, siding, patio, and entry doors. By the way, the government is giving money away. Take advantage of the stimulus plan tax credit, and we will match your credit up to the maximum of $1,500. Call out the Colorado Window Source. Stimulate and maximize your savings program. We have the best pricing, great referrals, Gold Star No Complaints Award from the BBB, proud member of Tom Martino's referral list, and our service is backed by our exclusive true warranty. So give us a call at 720-200-2700 or click on ColoradoWindowSource.com. Or stop by our showroom on the southwest corner of County Line in Quebec in Highlands Ranch.
Dad, the toilet's angry again.
Is your math homework down there?
No, Dad, it always gurgles. Why don't you call Drain Salvage, the people that make you smile? They're having a $79 special to look into the sewer line.
Well, that's right. It was $279. Now it's just $79. Good call, sweetheart.
Don't let plumbing problems dampen your day. Drain Salvers has an incredible $79 special to check your pipes. Drain Salvers is a member of the Tom Martino Troubleshooter Network.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
Would you like to pay off your consumer debt in months and your mortgage in a fraction of the time? To learn how, listen to Go Debt Free Go, Saturdays at 10 a.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Or register right now for your free financial freedom workshop at GoDebtFreeGo.com.
Colorado's Progressive Talk. We're having a little breakdown in communication with my Gmail, which never happens. I'm not sure what's going on with it. Anyway, there's going to be a counter-protest at the Capitol today by Progress Now. It's at 10 a.m., so if you want to get down there earlier than those right-wing conservative teabaggers, go ahead. Just make sure you're not in the shot when Fox News comes, because they'll try to pretend you're really, you know, not a liberal. Tanya in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello. I just, you know, I had one comment because I'm first generation. I'm Mexican descendant also. But I think that everybody washes over why people get so angry in this issue. You know, a lot of the people whose identities have been stolen are victims. And a
yes,
lot
sir.
Of these people are of Hispanic descendant themselves.
True, because
and
that's...
Because, you know, it's easier to pass off as a Martinez if you're a Martinez. And my family, I have a few people that have been victims of the crime. And I think people wash over the fact that there are victims in this crime. And nobody really talks about them.
You know, I'm really glad you brought that up, Tonya. I'm really glad you brought that up. And thank you for speaking out, because I think it's important. Thank you so much for your call. And Sylvia and Aurora, hang in. We'd love to talk to you, too. More on this subject and more on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Tom Hartman on AM 760. Everybody's gonna
love today. Jay in the mornings, Mario in the afternoons, and me right in between them.
Tom Hartman, 1 to 4.
Catch me right after lunch from 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
If you can predict when the economy will climb out of the current slump, ignore this ad. If, on the other hand, you're like other smart, frugal business owners, listen closely. Intelligent Office, the leader in virtual officing solutions, allows businesses to rapidly expand and contract so you can stay in step with the market's mood swings. At any given time, you can have the exact amount of a la carte office and conference space you need, as well as customized receptionist services, support staff, administrative services, and more. And it's all at a fraction of the cost of traditional officing because you pay only for what you use. You can project a larger, more professional image while keeping your business from being at the mercy of the economy. You can make the downturn an upturn. To learn more, visit intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000 in Denver and Boulder. intelligentoffice.com or 303-447-9000.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. The crew of the Maersk, Alabama, is on its way back to the U.S. without its captain.
Yeah, baby, sad he's not here with us, but we're going to meet up with him. He's a very brave man.
Richard Phillips, rescued last week, is still aboard the USS Bainbridge. He'll come home later. The Bainbridge helped out in the attack on the Liberty Sun, the second U.S. ship to stare down pirates.
The ship took evasive maneuver action, and they were able to maneuver away from the pirates.
Navy Lieutenant Nathan Christensen says the Liberty Sun suffered some damage, but the crew is fine, and they're getting a military escort to port. Consumer prices are falling at their fastest clip in more than 50 years. The government says lower energy and food costs sent prices down in March more than expected. Industrial production also fell for the fifth straight month. Just as the Obama housing plan kicks in, some top mortgage companies are stepping up foreclosures. The Wall Street Journal says several, like Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan, and Freddie Mac, have lifted internal rules that temporarily put a stop to them. Mortgage analyst Guy Sakala.
Lenders don't want to have borrowers go 6-9 months delinquent.
And he says with more information out on the federal plan, it's clear which homeowners in trouble are going to qualify and which ones won't. You'd think taking a pill instead of IV treatment would work for most cancer patients, but for insurance companies, that's hard to swallow.
Pills and capsules are the coming wave in cancer treatments. Problem is, the insurance companies haven't caught up. While intravenous chemotherapy in a doctor's office is generally reimbursed as a medical benefit, chemotherapy pills fall under most patients' prescription drug plans, and those often pay only a tiny fraction of the total cost. Oregon's now passed a law requiring insurers to treat intravenous and oral cancer drugs the same. The New York Times reports several other states may follow. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Health officials in Oklahoma are concerned about a teen syphilis outbreak. 4 new cases, 10 recent ones, many linked to group sex parties. Kay Holliday heads a state agency on sexually transmitted diseases.
Our students have little or no correct, medically accurate education on sexuality, including prevention.
CBS radio station WBBM in Chicago reports United Airlines is going to start enforcing a new policy that could cost heavier passengers more to fly. Here's reporter Bob Roberts.
United's instructing its customer service representatives to be extra vigilant for passengers who may not be able to strap in comfortably with one belt extension or with the armrest down. Those who refuse to purchase an extra seat can be denied boarding, even if they can be reseated next to an empty seat.
Flooding concerns in Valley City, North Dakota could last for weeks. The mayor's calling for evacuations. Crews are trying to hold off the rising Cheyenne River. Jim and Paulette Dew have lived there for more than 30 years.
A lot of memories that we've got that we're trying to save.
Trying to salvage whatever we can.
Volunteers are helping the National Guard with sandbags. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up 22. The Nasdaq is down. This is CBS News.
Looking for an affordable way to get into a Mercedes-Benz? Then hurry into the Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event today. From now until April 30th, get special limited-time 1.99% financing on select certified pre-owned models that have undergone an extensive multi-point inspection and limited warranty coverage backed by Mercedes-Benz for up to 5 years and up to 100,000 total vehicle miles. With its timeless style, safety innovations, and expert engineering, it's not whether you can afford to drive a Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned vehicle, but whether you can afford not to. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through April 30th. Visit your nearest Mercedes-Benz showroom to see all the incredible values in stock today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not a Certified Pre-Owned Mercedes-Benz.
See dealer or call 1-800-4-Mercedes for complete program and Certified Pre-Owned limited warranty details. Not all customers are qualified for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval. Offer ends April 30th.
Check out our exciting model year lineup by visiting your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer or visit us today at mbusa.com.
I'm David Cale with an AM 760 local news update. It's tax day and the income tax filing deadline marked by people protesting. They say they're taxed enough already, TEA, and are holding so-called tea parties across the country, including at Colorado's state capitol today. If you haven't filed your taxes yet, you still have till midnight. Many are hoping for a refund, but some are coming up short.
If you can't pay your taxes, we encourage you to go ahead and file, but give us a call and talk to us. We're willing to work with you. We know a lot of people are in tough situations right now, and we want to do everything we can to help out.
The IRS's Terry Lemon, even though more and more are filing online, the post office expects crowds today.
Even just the last 2 days, there have been steady lines pretty much from lunchtime through closing.
Marcella Rivera with the U.S. Postal Service in Denver. Colorado Congressman Mike Kaufman has been cleared in two conflict of interest complaints while he was Secretary of State.
I certainly expected it to come out the way it did. What we had was two lawyers who fraudulently created a nonprofit organization that was used for partisan political purposes.
The State Independent Ethics Commission concluded it was okay for one of Kaufman's employees to operate a political side business. Former Quest CEO Joe Nachio has begun serving a 6-year prison sentence for insider trading in Pennsylvania. A pregnant woman being taken to the hospital is dead after a middle-of-the-night accident in Colorado Springs. Police report the 26-year-old woman was killed when the car in which she was riding veered off the road. The baby was delivered but died at the hospital. And how do you get people to visit Denver this summer? You put the city on sale. The city is offering $52.80 deals on attractions, including museums, sporting events, and theater. Visit Denver's Richard Scharf hopes the deals will have the same kind of success seen during the recent Denver Restaurant Week.
We sold 298,000 meals during those 2 weeks, so we stimulated the economy.
You can find the vacation bargains at Denver5280deals.com. Sports, Rockies and Cubs in Chicago this afternoon, and the Nuggets finish off the regular season tonight in Portland. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, the highway drives are pretty slow in spots, but no crashes, so that's a little bit of good news. But as you're driving on the eastbound side of 36, getting out of Boulder, going to find some delays before Foothills. We're also seeing those usual slowdowns, like southbound I-25 downtown. Eastbounders on I-70, you're still feeling it on the approach to Santa Fe. Now, speeds are improving a little bit on 6th Avenue, that in and out of Lakewood. We've got a crash on 6th. This is at Quebec on the east side. Could find some activity at that intersection. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Planning a wedding or an upcoming remodeling project? The new DexKnows.com has all the local businesses you'll need to make any event or project a success. It's more exact, more detailed, and a lot more local. The new DexKnows.com.
The Home Depot has good news for contractors. And what contractor could use a little of that? The number one name in home improvement now carries the number one name in ladders. Werner, preferred by pros more than any other brand of ladder. Now get our 6-foot fiberglass stepladder at a new lower price of just $58. Werner ladders are back at the Home Depot. Things are definitely looking up. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Woo! I'm celebrating the last day of matzah. And it can last eight in Israel, but I'm going to go with the shorter U.S. version of Passover and celebrate the end of matzah eating. Yay! 303-713-7600. I actually like matzah, but I'm really tired of it now. I'm starting to dream about pizza and bagels and all kinds of things. Actually, it's nice. You know what? Three times during this last Passover, I've been going, oh, no, I can't. I got it. I got to have something. There's something really... Maybe you fast. Maybe you give up things for Lent. Maybe you do things like that. And there's something truly good about that, because what it does is it forces you to really consider why you want to be a spiritual person. There's something about setting up that physical impediment, that reality of something that you negate or that you embrace or whatever, that makes you think and center yourself. And I like that about it. Maybe you do, too. Sylvia in Aurora, we're talking about the immigration story in Greeley this morning, and we welcome your comments. Good morning.
I just want to say that the initial illegal aliens were the Tea Partiers, the Boston Tea Partiers, and the Republicans seem to forget that. They're anti this, and then they shed their values and go with it.
You know, they're really more like the British supporters who populated mostly New York and New Jersey, right? They want the status quo. They want to salute the king. I mean, in a way, this rally reminds me, really seriously, of peasants flocking out to salute the House of Lords. You know what I mean? That's what this is about. This is about, we worship you, you make money, we like you, we want to keep all of it, that's what we want. And, you know, it's like, whoa, wait, consider what you're thinking about here. You know, my relatives were more of the let's hide behind rocks and trees and everywhere and fire at the British, thank you. So that's the stock I come from.
Well, my ancestors, some of them, met the group that came over as the Native Americans. I'm Hispanic.
Thank you for not shooting us. I appreciate it. No, I'm sort of kidding and sort of not. Yes, you're right. You were here originally.
But it's funny because nobody owns the United States of America. Even the Native Americans crossed over the Bering Strait. So it belongs to everybody. And
we're all immigrants.
That's right.
You know, that's a very good thing to remember. We are all immigrants.
Initial people that were here.
You know, we started out on one continent, I think. I believe that we were all one landmass at one point in time, Pangaea, and then for whatever reason we separated. And maybe that was why things like the Tower of Babel story eventually came about. Who knows?
Yeah.
But that we were separated for whatever reason, and we began speaking different languages. Or maybe we always did. But it still seems to me so wonderful that part of being human is overcoming your difference and not having to go with just the knee-jerk survival of the fittest response. I think conservatives forget that sometimes. They just want to concentrate on the survival of the fittest response and not think about that. One of the reasons we have reason and logic and the ability to love is because we don't just kill or be killed. We want to embrace each other and invest in each other's futures and participate in this grand experiment called a republic.
Exactly. And even the universe, or the earth, the planet, and then the universe, but we're all earthlings. And I think all of our differences are geographical. The geographic influence on our looks and everything about us was the only factor. Everything else was the same.
You know, one of the most beautiful experiences I've had recently was to go see Lucy, our Auntie Lucy, you know, our ancestor, our bipedal ancestor. And it was a wonderful exhibit. If you get a chance to see that traveling exhibit, see it, because it also carries with it an exhibit about Ethiopia and about, you know, the cradle of that kind of civilization. And it's amazing. How similar.
Well, in National Geographic, they had the origin of the human race. And it was amazing how we all originated in Africa and how we went to through different areas because the land was different then. And how the influence, you know, people that were near the sun had to have more melanin. People that were near the blue rivers and the ice areas had to have clear eyes and light skin because otherwise they would have burned. You know, different things like that.
It's amazing to me. And, you know, when I was anthropology is so amazing because I was looking at the – at the patterns of how we learn to walk, you know, as bipedals, and people on two feet, and the antecedents to people, I guess you would say. But one of the things that developed when we moved from walking on all fours to standing upright, and as a talk show host, this amazed me and I thought was so cool. Do you know what developed in addition to our lungs, which got bigger?
Well, we drained our brain, obviously.
Well, our brains, obviously, absolutely. But our diaphragms, I had never made that connection before. Our diaphragms became much more powerful, which enabled us to begin speaking to each other in more complicated ways. Isn't that amazing?
That
because
that.
Our lungs were no longer crushing our diaphragms and keeping it small. When we stood upright, we made ourselves more vulnerable in some ways because we exposed our chest to the world. But, and I think women may think about this more than men, maybe. But we also developed a diaphragm that gave us the ability to speak and to carry on what we had to say to each other. And I'm sorry, I have chills. I'm corny as Kansas, and there you go.
Well, I'm a big fan of Margaret Mead. I'm that old. But I like this kind of discussion, and it's just fun.
Me too.
And I think that the Tea Party people are just being negative.
I think they are, and I think they're denying themselves the ability to salute our country in a wonderful way, which is maybe we should turn Tax Day on its head and celebrate why we like to pay for our country. Dave in Denver, thank you so much for your thought-provoking call, Sylvia. I really appreciate it. Hi, Dave in Denver. Welcome and good morning, and welcome to the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Hey, well, good morning, Aaron. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I wanted to talk about the immigration thing, but I just have to make a comment of the Tea Party thing. We do not tax rich people in this country. What we tax is we tax productive people, tax people who earn income. The richest people in our country pay just a tiny fraction of their wealth in tax, like Bill Gates. When all is said and done, I bet you Bill Gates' effective tax over his lifetime will be way less than 5% of the money he made, which is just despicable.
Well, that's part of the problem. And reality, we pay much less, comparatively speaking, to other countries, you know, like, say, Sweden and other countries. So,
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the rich people in our society.
I understand what you're saying. I was just adding.
These people avoid taxes.
I understand.
And what these tax protesters don't. But see, nobody points this out because these tax protesters are all focused on income tax.
Well, I think that I tried to by saying this is like the people with the pitchfork showing up to celebrate the House of Lords. And to, in fairness to Bill Gates, his father was on a commission up here to and to implement a state income tax. It would be very progressive and tax the rich more than the people, because we have state sales tax here that are much more punitive to people who earn money than not. We don't have a state income tax. But what happens is poor people pay the bulk of it because they pay percentage-wise more of their income.
And that is why property tax is one of the few wealth taxes we have, because it taxes wealth. See,
right.
And we don't tax people's stock. Bill Gates gets to own this vast wealth he has in his stock because of our legal system, and the government guarantees Bill Gates his ownership of that stack.
Well, that's
stock,
why
that, he pays nothing for
that. That's why Warren Buffett said that it's shameful that his secretary pays more proportionally speaking than he does in taxes.
And basically, people, progressives especially, need to talk about this. But it's like this really betrayal the unions are doing to all their members when they want to give amnesty to these illegal aliens. These illegal aliens, by and large, are taking jobs from blue-collar members. It's crazy.
Yeah, not necessarily true, but fine. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. It's 303-713-7600. Look, these are very complicated issues, and they're not just easy answers. And can I just say I hate the term illegal alien? I'll say illegal immigrant, and I'll say undocumented worker, but they're not aliens. They're human beings. Cliff in Denver, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm swell. You?
Good. I had an illegal, not an illegal, an alien green card, it actually said the word alien on it.
I know. I don't like the term. I hate it. So that's me, but there you go.
It's pretty, I think it's a pretty accurate description. We're alien to this country.
I know. I know in the original definition of the word, but people use it in such a pejorative term, it has come to mean something else entirely. Go ahead.
I think it's more accurate than undocumented worker or whatever it is. Are you?
No, because some people who do not have papers are undocumented workers. People like you, I would call green carders or permanent residents. I wouldn't call you an alien.
Yeah, but the majority of the people who come across the border are illegal. They're here illegally, right? And they're not even documented.
Not necessarily all of them, and that is actually slowing growth because our economy is not doing as well as it used to. So
it's a good thing because it means less of them coming across the border.
Well, I don't know why you have a beef with them, but if you want to be, you know, xenophobic, go right ahead. Welcome to the, some of the nativists are like that. I guess you're entitled to your opinion. I don't happen to share it, and my family's been here for more than 400 years.
It's not about being xenophobic. It's about being it's the rule of law. I mean, you can't come into this country legally. I mean, people
and
like...
And because you came here legally, you resent it. Did you originally come here legally?
No, I came illegally. I came here, got married, and I went through all the right processes. I paid the fees and all the money.
But you came here illegally initially.
No, I came here legally.
Okay.
So right. I think, you know, why should I have to come here and go
through the process? Well, part of the problem is that I think is your accent English? I don't mean to be...
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay. So part of the problem is that proportionally speaking, quite frequently, we are more limited in terms of the reality of who immigrates to this country. More people immigrate, for example, from Mexico than, say, Yugoslavia. So what we do is we had quotas and a mishmash of rules that didn't really make a lot of sense. So in some ways, we need to do the same thing, I think, with the tax code. It's just throw the whole bloody thing out and start again. Because in some ways, we have been so unfair that it's built into this kind of, somebody called it once, a moldy miasma of racist pap. And I think it is that. I think that's part of the problem. You, coming from England, probably had a little bit of an easier time getting here. Now, I know from a friend of mine who married an Englishman that it's an extremely hard and a long, arduous, expensive process. I'm not sure that's a good idea. If I were running the world, I would make it easier for all of us to travel back and forth from our countries. While I respect a sovereign nation's right to have the laws that they do, I still think we'd all be a lot better off if we could walk a mile in each other's shoes.
Yeah, I agree, but at the same time, I mean, you're right, it is a long process. It's not that expensive. It's just that, and you've got to be careful not to, you've got to cross all the, you know, the T's and dot the I's and everything.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, it took me about 18 months from start to finish.
Wow.
So
yeah, it took him about 2 years because I think they were going back and forth a bit.
Yeah. Anyway, I was calling. I think the tea party today downtown.
Yep.
I think, you know, I mean, when people on the left are demonstrating, people on the left are kind of all for that. And yet when people
think they have the absolute right to demonstrate. Don't misunderstand me. I just think it's hilarious they're calling it teabagging.
When was the last time you saw people on the right get out and demonstrate? So, I mean, I think it's a good thing if they've got passion or anger and they want to get out and
peacefully have their say. Yeah, it's better than shooting people up, I guess. Thank you very much for your call. 303-713-7600. That was snide. I shouldn't have done that. I apologize. 821, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. And we'll be right back with more of your phone calls. I'm way overdue for a break with John Turk, who is, like, picking out his orange Speedo as we speak. A little scary, but there you go. Here's traffic with John.
Thank you, Aaron. Traffic's not so bad for us on the freeways around town. The crews did just clear up that crash eastbound Hamden around Sheridan. We do have a crash westbound 6th Avenue at Quebec. That's causing some minimal delays out there. Also, checking some stop-and-go conditions. Southbound I-25, I-70 past Spear. Speeds are improving up around North Glen from 120th down to 84. Things at least getting into the 20s and 30s. Still kind of a lame drive for you. Eastbound C-470, bunched Broadway to Quebec. Same deal. Northbound 25 starting to fill in there around the bridges area. Actually, Colorado Boulevard up to Alameda. So both approaches to downtown really filling in for us. And that's about it going on right now, except for a new three-car accident northbound Colorado at 6th Avenue. Your forecast, sun and clouds mixed, breezy with a high near 70. Right now, 49 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
You know how windy it can get in Colorado, not to mention other wild weather that we deal with here. Why not get the most durable patio furniture at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month long. Plus, they want to help you out by paying your sales tax this month on any patio furniture that you buy. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
If you can predict when the economy will climb out of the current slump, ignore this ad. If, on the other hand, you're like other smart, frugal business owners, listen closely. Intelligent Office, the leader in virtual officing solutions, allows businesses to rapidly expand and contract so you can stay in step with the market's mood swings. At any given time, you can have the exact amount of a la carte office and conference space you need, as well as customized receptionist services, support staff, administrative services, and more. And it's all at a fraction of the cost of traditional officing because you pay only for what you use. You can project a larger, more professional image while keeping your business from being at the mercy of the economy. You can make the downturn an upturn. To learn more, visit IntelligentOffice.com or call 303-447-9000 in Denver and Boulder. IntelligentOffice.com or 303-447-9000.
Would like to hear the conservative talkers, since they're not for failure.
They say they're not for failure.
I just want to hear the conservatives get on board for small business. The only way you can get on board for small business in this country is if they can have access to cheap money. You want to stop socialism? Then what you need to do,
if you're a conservative,
start asking the questions about where's the cheap money.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Erin Hart. I'm just reminded why I'm making the changes I'm making. I'll clue you in a little bit later, probably next hour. And I hate to keep you dangling, but hey, it's too bad day, so I'm going to do it anyway. Eric and Aurora, welcome and thank you for joining us on Arvada. I'm sorry. You know what, Eric? The problem is I write things down really quickly when John puts it in my ear, and I abbreviated it, and so I didn't realize I'd written down a V. How sad is it that I can't read my own handwriting? Hi, Eric. My family is laughing because they can't read my handwriting either. Go ahead.
Good to talk to you, Erin.
Thank you.
I want to change the subject for just a second, and I
please do.
You.
And I'm going to say, let's just open the phones up. I'm celebrating. You celebrate. John's celebrating. We'll all celebrate. It's tax day. Go ahead.
That's great. I never watched this particular program. I'd never seen it before. It's called Britain's Got Talent. But I was watching MSNBC this morning, and they had a clip of last week's episode, and I was just throw out a plug for anybody that wants to get inspired today. Google Susan Boyle. That's S-U-S-A-N, last name Boyle, B-O-Y-L-E. Then
sounds
Britain's
like a...
Got Talent, and watch the YouTube video. It will inspire you, and it will get your mind off of those nutbags down at the Tea Party.
Well, you can also join the nutbags on our side of the fence. Actually, we're not nutbags. We're great. But the people are going to support Obama's budget, too, at 10 a.m., in case anybody's interested in
outstanding.
The Capitol. Yeah.
I can't do it, but I would. They would be the good guys.
Yes, they are the good guys, and I understand we're all wearing either, you know, black hats or white hats these days still in our country, but always good to have respite, so we'll check out Susan Boyle, Britain's Got Talent. I've been watching a little bit of the auditions for Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat. As much of it as I can stand, reality TV kind of sets my teeth on edge, but I'm happy to watch this for you.
You've got to watch it because it's going to make your day, I promise.
Okie doke. Thank you so much.
See you later.
You bet. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm celebrating. You celebrate. John certainly celebrating. And it's teabag day. So for our right-wing conservatives, you know, you want to call up, you want to tell us why you're taking your teabags down to the teabag party, tell us. Oh, and if you don't have teabags, you're also welcome to share, sort of. Kevin in Boulder, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I am so 12 years old. How are you?
Oh, me too, Aaron. Good morning. Yeah, I was trying to find out yesterday if there's any truth to the rumor that Mark Foley, Larry Craig, and Ted Haggard will be presenting to the teabaggers in San Francisco.
Oh, goodness. What a thought. Whoa.
Mario didn't seem to know, so I thought I'd call you and see if you knew.
You know, probably. That would be amazing, wouldn't it? It'd be like, I don't know, how would they announce it? Ted could do the, you know, and the teabags rose up and worshiped the rich in this country. And then Mark Foley could say, hey, you want a date? Come on, let's go home. You know, I mean, it's just, it's amazing. They could really do quite a show together. And then, of course, there would be a dick army there present to attend every single moment of it. So what can we say? Yay!
Yeah. And apparently there are a lot of teabaggers in San Francisco, so they would have a lot
couple.
Of turnout, let's say.
Yes, perhaps. That would be the point of the matter, I would think.
Yep. Keep on giving them a hard time. Have a great day.
Thank you. How many double entendres can you fit in a phone call? I don't know. It's 303-713-7600. Yes, we're being juvenile. For those of you who are very serious and terribly serious about most everything, we are being juvenile. Lynn in Parker, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi. I'm not sure if this fits in with everything that's going on, but I hear these people talking about, you know, the taxes they pay and, you know, they've got these businesses, they lost this, they lost that. My particular situation is that I used to be a government employee, single mom, raised my daughter from the time she was 2.5 till, you know, old enough to get out of the house and on her own and everything. And I am at a point now, I have a disability. It's not really considered a disability, as Office of Workers' Compensation would name it. I cannot go back to work. They will not train me. I've been home on medical leave for 7 years.
I'm listening. Are you still there? Hello? John? Yeah, no, she's not there anymore. I don't know what happened. She just said she's home on medical leave, and the call stopped. So, Lynn,
well, let's take
I don't know.
A break and see if she's
Lynn,
around on the other side. I'll
Lynn,
check
I don't know what
here.
Happened, but we'll check out to see what happened
Sorry,
to you.
Sorry, I was screening another call, so I didn't hear what you were doing.
No. I understand completely, and I was actually afraid that we had lost the line. So, John's
all right, well,
here.
No,
I'm here.
Dude.
We're all
I'm
here.
Chill,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah. And yes, we've got, you know, we've got Lynn, and you're welcome to come back anytime. It's 8:31, rather, on the Mile High. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. My big news coming up, and your phone calls, more importantly, 303-713-7600. This is the Aaron Hart version of J. Marvin's show on Colorado's Progressive Talk. And here's John, panting and ready and waiting to head for Orange Beach and vacay on Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Thank you, Aaron. Traffic already starting to clear up for us just a tad. We are seeing some heavier volume southbound I-25 in those usual spots downtown around I-70 past 20th Street. Pretty busy there. Speeds in the teens and 20s. Westbound C-470, Kipling to U.S. or 285, rather, pretty busy right now. Same deal southbound 225 and Aurora Parker Road down to the Tech Center. Also seeing some traffic on the Turnpike westbound side. Flatiron Circle out to Foothills. A couple crashes out there. On the surface streets, westbound 6th at Quebec, and one involving three cars, northbound Colorado at 6th. Crews still trying to wrap up this ruptured water main at Arapahoe in Jordan. Looks like they should have that finished up. XL plans on having it finished up anyway at the completion of the Wednesday morning commute. Your forecast? Partly cloudy, windy today, with just a small chance for brief thundershower. Highs from 67 to 72. Right now we're at 50 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $16,900. That's a loaded 08 Ford Explorer in your driveway for just $16,900. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
If you're thinking of designing your own engagement ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from the thousands of certified diamonds at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes. You'll have the ring only you could create.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
What TCF Bank can do for you. Visit TCF Bank, apply online at tcfbank.com, or talk to a lender today. Call 1-800-TCF-LEND. TCF National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Homeowners, do you qualify for the government's new loan modification program? And if so, do you understand what you're entitled to? Or if your lender is not participating, do you know what your alternatives are? Hi, I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group. We can help you through every step of the bailout program. We know exactly what the lenders want, and if the government's plan can't help you, we can.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% fixed rate, which saved us like over $700 a month, and thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
If you're behind on your payments, unable to refinance, or facing possible foreclosure, call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221. For a free qualification assessment, call 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221.
Don't miss UFC 97 Redemption. Live this Saturday night, UFC legend Chuck the Iceman Liddell returns to face Brazilian superstar Mauricio Shogun Rua. Plus, Anderson Silva defends his middleweight title. Order UFC Live on pay-per-view.
I'm tired of all the propaganda, myths, half-truths, and out-and-out lies that is passed on to middle America by our government, financial institutions, and those so-called financial gurus when it comes to building a sizable nest egg. My name is Wade McKelvey. I'm the founder of Moving at the Speed of Wealth. I am dedicated to helping middle America get on the path to riches through sound education. If 80% of what you have been told about building wealth were dead wrong, how fast would you want to know about it? If you recently lost 50% of your money, you need 100% returns just to break even. You don't win the game by investing in the roller coaster ride known as the stock market. You win the game by receiving better, consistent, and safe returns on your money and implementing strategies to enhance those returns. You see, it all starts with education. By now you realize that this conventional wisdom is just not working. Let's get you on the path to recovery. And the first step is to order my free educational information kit. This kit is free to anyone ready for change. And you can order it by going to SOWradio.com or calling 1-877-6-RETIRE today. It's urgent.
Looking for a smart buy in a new best-in-class automobile? Then look at the Chevy Malibu. For the money, there just isn't a better choice. And for a dealer to buy it from, there isn't a better choice than Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverMalibu.com or MalibuDenver.com. Any way you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Old Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Song's going out to John Turk, who is hours away from frolicking on the border of Florida and this here state. She's also going to see his pin, which is great. It's 303-713-7600. Thank you, Rebecca, for loving my presence on the J. Marvin Show. She says, I think we should distribute packages of Kool-Aid at today's tea parties. They should be marked with do not symbols, you know, that European no. Clearly, these folks are drinking in the party line without thinking or analyzing, Rebecca. Thanks, Rebecca. Good point, and probably nicer than my old lettuce leaf idea. I like Kool-Aid. No, just say no to the Kool-Aid. Lynn and Parker, I don't know what happened to our connection, but you were upended somehow technically, and I'm not sure whose end it was on, but welcome back. You were telling us that you're on disability. You have been for some time, and your point was about today's teabag parties, I believe.
Yes, thank you. I just barely caught a little part of the program and then decided that I wanted to call in. I tried to call in yesterday. But, you know, people are talking about the money that they've lost, and some people have been totally devastated, you know, by this. And I was explaining a little bit about my situation. Now, when I say Parker Aurora Line. So I live in a place called The Hood, as the kids put it. I don't live in a big ritzy house or anything like that. I've spent years trying to hold on to my home. I have a disability. I'm not able to be trained. I used to be a federal employee, and because I cannot work 8 hours a day, 4 days a week, or 5 days a week, I cannot get any training. I don't qualify for any of the Obama programs because I'm on the Office of Workers' Compensation Program. Mm. And because I don't collect any Social Security is why, instead of saying, okay, I got hurt because of what happened at work, which was obviously they wouldn't have accepted my claim if it hadn't have been, you know, work-related.
Right. Can we cut to the chase just a little bit? Because I understand.
Right.
But okay.
Well, basically what I'm saying is, you know, people are talking about, you know, they're paying all these taxes and stuff, and they're upset and all that. And I do understand that, and I have a lot of sympathy, and I count my blessings every day. But do you know that even with Office of Workers' Compensation, with owning my own home, I pay $8,500 this year. I will pay $8,500 in taxes on my home.
Mm.
I pay the same amount of taxes everybody else does at the grocery store,
right,
at the gas tank, everywhere else. And I am losing my home because I cannot get any help because I do not qualify. The IRS told me I do not qualify for any of the Obama program.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am stuck in a situation where I have to either try to get somebody to buy my home, which I haven't been able to keep up, or I have to file bankruptcy, totally ruin my credit, which it's ruined anyways because I never get paid at the same time every month. And all I can say is, people, when you wake up in the morning, look up into the sky, count your blessings, because there is so much out there that we just don't understand. And this world is for the rich. It is not for the working, the people that, you know, go in every day and bust their butt. Because once you get hurt, all you are is a dirty rag.
And that's why we all have to take care of each other in some way or another. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. I hope it gets easier for you. It's 303-713-7600. Mike writes, hey, I found the reason for the tea bag parties: selling T-shirts. Tea party protests create online sales boom. Grassroots organizations have produced a cottage industry of tea party-themed products that are fueling their nationwide projects. And it's Tea Party. It shows a ship. Tea Party 2009. It's actually kind of a nice T-shirt from Cafe Press. Apparently, they're selling hundreds of thousands of dollars of mugs, sweats, buttons, and bumper stickers. Man, I hope most of them are liberals. Wouldn't that be funny if liberals are making the T-shirts and the right-wing conservatives are buying? I'm sorry. That just struck me as funny. Denny in Boulder, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Aaron, how are you?
I'm swell. You?
I am great. I hope I hope John has a wonderful time in Florida.
Me too.
And the last lady's story was very touching. It's just, you know, there's safety nets, but there's so many people that just fall through the cracks.
If you have an anomaly of any sort, it can be really, really difficult, and it is a terrible, terrible place to be.
But, you know, one thing she said I disagreed with. This world is not for the rich people. This world is for all of us. And if we really take a look at the planet we live in and the miracle that it is, and how alive it is and how it sustains us. It's it's hard not to be grateful.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to say something corny maybe or whatever, but I always feel, living up here where I do near the Puget Sound, there's a profundity of nature here that I've rarely seen. In the Rockies, there it is too, and I especially feel it in the Garden of the Gods. But I almost sense nature, or I think I do. Maybe it's because I was convinced myself when I was little that I was connected to the earth and its history and everything else. But I have almost a childlike wonder. I can feel the depth of where I am. I can feel the soaring skies, if you will. And if that sounds corny, so be it.
It's not corny. You're Celtic, aren't you?
Yeah.
Have you read Anam Cara?
No, I'm probably a sprite, though. I should.
Get your pencil out. A-N-A-M.
A-N-A-M.
C-A-R-A.
C-A-R-A.
By John O'Donohue. And it talks about the whole Celtic spirituality and mythology and how tied in Celts are with nature.
Well, and I'm also Jewish, so I like the way that we mark seasons in terms of being connected to the earth and agrarian rhythms. I really
absolutely
like that.
Listen, the reason I called is that most people forgot that back in the Republican National Convention in Minneapolis, there was a sidebar convention, and this is tied into the San Francisco thing and Ted Haggard and Larry Craig, et cetera. But it was sponsored by the Minnesota Log Cabin Republicans.
Right.
It was held in a remote bathroom at the Minneapolis airport.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. And Ted was the featured speaker, as it were. Who was the guy that did the pages? Was it Foley? Mark Foley?
Who did the pages? Mark Foley.
Mark Foley, you know.
Or attempted to do the pages.
Yeah. Yeah. A guy named Slimy Richard, I can't say his real nickname, but Slimy Richard made a cameo appearance. And Ted Dobson actually came and redid the reconciliation ritual with Ted Nugent. So, and the press didn't cover this at all. So this thing in San Francisco, this is just a sort of follow-up to that that whole caucus and what their principles are.
See, I think the more that we can have a sense of humor in the progressive movement, the better off we are. Thank you so much for your call.
Anam Cara, A Book of Celtic Wisdom.
I'm going to check it out. Thank you. I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Judy in Denver, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Oh, hi, Erin.
Hi, Judy.
I love your energy.
Thank you.
Erin, I just want to give you a different perspective.
Please.
On this tea party.
Mm-hmm.
The way I look at it, I have no problem paying my taxes for roads, for policemen, for a fireman that will come to my house and put the fire out if I need be. What I'm looking at is starting last fall, the TARP, the bailouts, the stimulus bill, GM, and now they are possibly going into bankruptcy, that people aren't concerned about the earmarks that went through the stimulus bill. You know, I can tell you, I grew up in Iowa, and I know what those pigs smell like, and I'm not really quite sure money should go there. A transit from Los Angeles to Las Vegas.
Actually, that's been disproven and debunked. That's amazing.
I hope so.
Here, can I give you my brief explanation about why it was necessary? I mean, I don't agree with everything they did either. I don't like especially the Bush administration's portion of it without any guard dogs or anything else. I hope that they put better guard dogs on it. I'm sorry they're picking more on GM than they are on the banks. But
right.
Here's part of the problem that we had was these guys went crazy for several years. And in some ways, some consumers went crazy, too, let's face it. But more importantly, the guys at the top sold derivatives, and you've heard about these, no doubt, that are based on nothing. They basically were loans guaranteed by initiatives, by derivatives, which are basically they insured the debt, then they sold, piggybacked and sold the debt, and then sold the debt on the debt, and then they sold
Absolutely.
The insurance on the debt. So they made up all these things that didn't exist.
Absolutely.
Now, when you do that, you create, on paper at least, trillions of dollars of debt. Part of the problem is that's how they funded these mortgages, and that they gave mortgages to people who sometimes were perhaps way overly optimistic about the amount of income they needed to have a house. Okay?
Uh-huh. Right.
Just to put it charitably. We'll put it as nicely as possible. Because I really don't believe, apart from a few speculators and people who may have been, you know, fooling themselves willingly, I think most people want to have a bite of the American dream. So they went out and bought a house.
Right.
So they get a mortgage. They don't know that somebody's piggybacking and selling it over and over and over again.
Right. So
when this collapses, all I'm trying to tell you is when this collapses, you either let it fall, which means all of us go down with them, and that's a giant sucking sound, believe you me. Because if all of that trillions of dollars of debt disappeared and all those dollars disappeared, you and I would disappear with it.
Right, exactly.
And that's why they bailed them out.
Okay, I think you're kind of misunderstanding where I'm coming from looking at this Tea Party.
Well, I don't mean to, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it shouldn't be one party against another party. It should be both parties looking at how they are spending our money. And I'm talking about going way back during the Bush administration, the Republicans spent more money than you can imagine. It just boggles my mind. And that's
true.
Why they were voted out of office in 2006.
In part, yes.
And it keeps going, and all of a sudden, again, the stimulus bill that they didn't even get a chance to read, the omnibus bill with...
The one under Bush, you mean?
Because
they did read the one under Obama.
The $787 billion or the $800 billion.
The first one was passed under Bush.
January. Okay,
right.
Whatever.
Bush.
I'm just talking about all the earmarks that they're spending. And I hope that President Obama will veto some of this stuff that comes through his desk. He talked about line item vetoes. He talked about getting rid of earmarks. And I hope that he stands up to that pledge. I'm sorry, but I just hate to see this. It's a Republican thing this afternoon. It should be everybody's concern how they're spending our money.
Earmarks are extremely important, but they are minuscule. Even though John McCain touts them every time he gets a chance, they are a minuscule amount compared to this giant problem that we have. Minuscule.
Okay.
I don't mean
to
diminish it. I don't mean to disparage it. But the other reality is, because we have such a contrarian system, you know, we do. Our system is set up to be two-party, and they go at each other quite frequently. This, and I'm not defending them necessarily, but earmarks are a way for people to sneak stuff in, both sides to sneak stuff in for their home states and their constituencies without having to have a knockdown, drag-out fight. Now, that may be a product of our bad system, and that's what Obama has talked about that I really like, is that's part of the way we have to get at this problem. But no, I would not go stand next to the teabaggers. I agree with virtually nothing that they say. And I agree with, I think that this is a ruse to get back at Barack Obama. That's what I think it's about.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, because I don't belong to either party, and this is one reason. Because
take a look at the signs today. Take a look at the commentary on Fox News.
Well, sniping back and forth just... If we can't come together and have a decent conversation, you know, each side giving their opinion,
right?
You know, we never will.
And I agree. And let's agree on that, shall we?
Okay,
all right,
Erin.
Thank you very much, Judy. I appreciate it. She's right, though. She raises a good point, but I'll respond because my experience in dealing with right-wing reactionaries coming up. It's 8:51. I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. This is the J. Marvin Show, and here's John Turk with the traffic.
Erin, traffic's starting to return to normal. Speed's improving for us around the city. We will find some delays coming in and out of downtown on 25 southbound side. Busy in Northland as usual, and also after I-70 taking you past Spear Boulevard. For northbounders, things not so bad in the tech center. You will hit the brakes around Emerson Street. We'll break free around Alameda. Also looking at some westbound traffic heading towards Boulder on the Turnpike. Flatiron Circle to Foothills, pretty jamming right now. Also on the south end, eastbound C-470, Wadsworth to Santa Fe, pretty full for us right now. One surface street crash still on our way, northbound Colorado at 6th Avenue, and a ruptured water main at Arapahoe and Jordan Roads. Pretty lengthy delays going on there. XL Energy says they should have those wrapped up and completed by the completion of the Wednesday morning commute. I swear I'll spit it out, man. Having trouble with that one. Forecast, sun and clouds mixed, breezy with a high near 70. Right now, 51 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Got a buck? Then wake up with Sonic's new everyday value menu. Drive in for a junior breakfast burrito and a small order of tater tots, just $1 each. It's the best way to satisfy your Sonic cravings without breaking the bank. It's not just good, it's Sonic good. The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2. The time is now.
Spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy. New inventory is arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Interested in learning more about solar energy and the environment? Join Independent Power Systems in Boulder Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park for the first annual EarthFest. EarthFest Boulder is a celebration of sustainability and community. Activities include the Earth Day 5K, local organic food, and activities for the whole family. That's Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park. Visit solarips.com/earthfest for a free solar assessment from Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Path to Your Dream sweepstakes. One winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com/sweepstakes to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds of money depend on number of entries. Since May 16th, each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Rocky, it was the best experience I ever had of buying a car. I bought a lot of cars in my life. Just the whole experience, I was going to tell you, was awesome.
I want to put a plug in for Rockies. We bought that car. We bought it cheap, and it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again, I guarantee you.
That's Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Insured by Humana Insurance Company. All applications are subject to underwriting approval. Waiting periods, limitations, and exclusions may apply. If you're losing your health insurance benefits at work or know someone who is, now there's a way to get affordable, flexible health care. Humana One. For example, if you're a 39-year-old non-smoking male living in Chicago, Illinois, you could only pay $73 a month for your health insurance. Rates vary by age, location, and plan selection. Plus, Humana One individual plans give you many options to choose from. You could find the plan that fits your health insurance needs and your wallet. If you're self-employed, retired early, losing health benefits at work, or just not happy with your coverage, Humana One could help. Isn't your peace of mind worth a few minutes? For a free quote on a plan that's right for you from Humana One, call 1-866-206-8400. That's 1-866-206-8400. Call 1-866-206-8400. Pick up the phone and call now.
While I agree with Judy that we all should get along and talk to each other more. My reality experienced by right-wing conservatives that rarely listen and won't compromise and won't discuss, and so far they've been doing that over and over and over again to Obama, hence the party of no and Eric Cantor being called Dr. No in the U.S. Congress. Here is the reality of these protests, though, and this is thanks to our friend Christy Harvey at the Center for American Progress. This is being backed by Americans for Prosperity. This is run by Ralph Reed's former lobbying partner, Tim Phillips, one of the few not to go to jail, perhaps, planning events in several states. Freedom Works, not ours. This group is run by former GOP Majority Leader Dick Armey. They have set up websites that make it look as if they're supposed to be set up by amateurs and grassroots. They write how-to guides and talking points for the events. They coordinate conference calls. This is backed totally by the right-wing reactionaries in the Republican Party. That's why Fox News is being so aggressive in supporting them as the party that espouses their causes and beliefs. They have used it. The NRCC, the Republican Party National Committee, has been used to raise money for it. It is they want to complain about the anti-TARP bailout. Well, that was at the behest of George Bush. They're definitely anti-Obama. So I apologize, callers, because I didn't get to you yet. Joe, Pat, Gene, Doug, hang in, but I wanted to reset for the next hour. This is a sham. This is a faux Tea Party. This is a Tea Party on AstroTurf, as Christy says. I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. This is a J. Marvin Show. We'll be right back. 303-713-7600.
There's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net. Live streaming courtesy of Pianos and Pianos. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net. Stay connected.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, "I feel fat today," or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. EverCleanse will flatten out your midsection, reduce love handles, and bellies and bloating have been disappearing in just days. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by exercising or starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Visit us at EverCleanse.com or call now to receive a very special offer.
Try EverCleanse risk-free. Call 1-800-431-8533. 1-800-431-8533. That's 1-800-431-8533.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The dramatic hostage rescues by French and U.S. forces haven't slowed down the pirates who are prowling off the coast of Somalia. But their attack on the U.S. cargo ship Liberty Sun has failed. Pirates did not make it on board the vessel, although they fired on it. USS Bainbridge, instrumental in the rescue of Captain Richard Phillips from his pirate captors on Sunday, steamed to the rescue. Navy spokesman Lieutenant Nathan Christensen.
The Bainbridge crew determined the ship and its crew was safe and embarked a small security detachment aboard the ship. Liberty Sun is going to continue on to their original port of call in Mombasa, Kenya.
Michael Urbick's son, Tom, is a crew member aboard the Liberty Sun.
I'm very glad that it is a happy ending, and our pain was very short compared to poor Captain Phillips.
Phillips remains on board the USS Bainbridge. He plans to fly to the U.S., where he will be reunited with his crew from the Maersk, Alabama. And there is word that a French warship today on patrol off the coast of Kenya has captured 11 pirates. The latest snapshot of the economy shows an unexpected downturn in consumer prices last month. 0.1%. New York banker Christopher Rupke.
The year-over-year headline inflation that includes food and energy actually went negative, and that's something that hasn't happened, at least looking back 20 years.
Over the past year, the inflation rate has fallen at its quickest clip in more than half a century. There is yet another round of layoffs on the way at Yahoo. Reports say the struggling internet company is going to slash several hundred more workers, the third payroll cut in about 14 months. Nick Thompson is senior editor of Wired Magazine.
It has to be a demoralizing place to work at when you have 14,000 employees and they're laying off 1,000 of you every few months.
New bloodshed in northern Iraq today. Police say a car bomb targeting a police convoy left at least 10 police officers dead and 20 people wounded in the northern city of Kirkuk. In the streets of Kabul, hundreds of Afghans descended on a demonstration by more than 100 women and threw stones at them while police fought to keep the two groups apart. The women were protesting a new marriage law that says a husband may demand sex with his wife every 4 days unless she is sick or would be harmed by the physical act. America's summer game is becoming more diverse with a story CBS News correspondent Peter King.
An A for race, a B for gender give Major League Baseball a B plus, its best grade ever. On the field, nearly 4 in 10 players are of color, and for the first time in more than a decade, there are gains in one area.
The percentage of African-American players increased from 8.2% to 10.2%.
Richard Lapchick is director of the Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sport at the University of Central Florida.
That might be a statistical blip in the reporting over the years, but it's certainly significant to take note of right now.
He says this season has started with 10 managers and 5 general managers of color, both all-time highs.
Autopsy results show legendary Philadelphia Phillies play-by-play man Harry Callis died of heart disease. He collapsed in the broadcast booth on Monday. This is CBS News.
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Path to Your Dream sweepstakes. During April Open House Month, one winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds money depend on number of entries. Since May 16th, each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
One of the many sounds of spring, and a sure sign of greener things to come. At Ace, whatever you're working on, we'll be there to help. For a limited time, buy Ace Green Turf Lawn Fertilizer for $11.99 and get an extra $3 mail-in rebate. Earn double Ace rewards points on select Ace and Scott's fertilizer. Plus, get expert advice to save you time and money. Now that's a value. Hurry in to Ace, the helpful place. Prices good at participating stores while supplies last. See store for details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. It's tax day and the income tax filing deadline marked by people protesting. They say they're taxed enough already, TEA, and are holding so-called tea parties across the country, including at Colorado's state capitol today. If you haven't filed your taxes yet, you still have till midnight. Many are hoping for a refund, but some are coming up short.
If you can't pay your taxes, we encourage you to go ahead and file, but give us a call and talk to us. We're willing to work with you. We know a lot of people are in tough situations right now, and we want to do everything we can to help out.
The IRS's Terry Lemon, even though more and more are filing online, the post office expects crowds today.
Even just the last 2 days, there have been steady lines pretty much from lunchtime through closing.
Marcella Rivera with the U.S. Postal Service in Denver. Colorado Congressman Mike Kaufman has been cleared in 2 conflict of interest complaints while he was Secretary of State.
I certainly expected it to come out the way it did. What we had was 2 lawyers who fraudulently created a nonprofit organization that was used for partisan political purposes.
The State Independent Ethics Commission concluded it was okay for one of Kaufman's employees to operate a political side business. Former Quest CEO Joe Nachio has begun serving a 6-year prison sentence for insider trading in Pennsylvania. A pregnant woman being taken to the hospital is dead after a middle-of-the-night accident in Colorado Springs. Police report the 26-year-old woman was killed when the car in which she was riding veered off the road. The baby was delivered but died at the hospital. And how do you get people to visit Denver this summer? You put the city on sale. The city is offering $52.80 deals on attractions, including museums, sporting events, and theater. Visit Denver's Richard Sharp hopes the deals will have the same kind of success seen during the recent Denver Restaurant Week.
We sold 298,000 meals during those 2 weeks, so we stimulated the economy.
You can find the vacation bargains at Denver5280deals.com. Sports, Rockies and Cubs in Chicago this afternoon, and the Nuggets finish off the regular season tonight in Portland. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where the Denver Drive winded down pretty quickly. There are a few leftover heavy pockets, like southbound I-25 downtown, the turnpike past Sheridan as you are heading westbound, and on 225 coming up in Yosemite. Crews are cleaning up a surface street crash northbound Colorado at 6th Avenue. I-70 is going to be dry and clear west of Idaho Springs past Vail. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Discover LetLoveHeal.com. Can love prevent depression and improve memory? Does affection from dogs lengthen human life? Can singing to plants help them bloom? There are so many amazing things love can do. You may be surprised at what you discover at LetLoveHeal.com.
Colorado State Senator Morgan Carroll, we're here to talk about your vote on the tuition equity bill. You were one of five Democrats that made sure that this bill was defeated. Why did you do that?
A lot of people are disappointed about the failure of this bill. You know, in fairness, we don't know where all the courts are coming out, but
Senator,
I have seen case law that
where?
Says that it's coming through. I'm preempting.
Now, can I talk now, please? Because usually I don't get filibustered on my own program.
Mario Solis Marriage Show.
Hear the whole interview now at AM760.net.
Really progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love you too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin today. This is the last fill-in day I'll have for, I guess, a spell, but I might be back before the end of the month. We'll see. And, Jay, I wish you well. I really do. Now, the thing is, I have an announcement to make, but I'll make it in a little bit because I want to get to your phone calls first. So I will drag it out a little bit more, but I will tell you what's coming up. I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but it's fun for me, and I'm excited. So I'll share that with you, and we can talk about that, or most more importantly, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Joe in Loveland, welcome, and thank you for joining us on Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Thank you, too.
Thanks.
Yeah, I have an opinion about this whole Tea Party deal.
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense to me, because that... when it happened in Boston, it was for taxation without representation. And
right.
They had a monopoly on the tea, and the bigger companies wouldn't let the smaller companies succeed.
Right.
So I'm wondering, why aren't they actually protesting like Starbucks or Walmart, the bigger companies that knock out the little guys?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be a tax issue, you know.
No.
Bush did the whole, you know, the richer, the more money you make, the more they're going to let you slide.
I think this is about, we hate Barack Obama, we hate being in the minority, let's try to show some muscle. You know, and it seems that Barack Obama, oddly, is one of the few people taking them seriously on the progressive side of the fence. He's actually talked to them about why it's important to do these things and everything else. And I think that, you know, I just think that this is a shill. These guys have absolutely been... officially promoted by right-wing think tanks, by Fox News, and by people who have not the vested interest of grassroots people. This isn't a grassroots movement. This is a movement being led from the top down by right-wing conservatives. That's what it is.
It is. I think it's kind of funny. I'm waiting to see a boat on wheels come by sometime soon, you know.
It's like the House of Lords said, out into the streets with your pitchforks, go show support, be a person, you know, and it's like, oh, okay, we will know. It's like, you know, wait a minute, excuse me, you're not supposed to do what the king tells you to do. That's why we had these revolts in our country in the first place.
Exactly. Like you said, you just have to have a sense of humor about it and laugh at them. But, you know, thank you, and you have a great day.
You're welcome. Thank you. Pat in Wheat Ridge, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Pat?
What? Joe talked a few. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Joe covered a few of the things that I was going to cover, but I think it's kind of funny that people are protesting taxation without representation when the only people in the country that don't have a voting representative are the people who live in D.C., and the Republicans have been blocking that for years.
I know. I know. And you wonder, why won't they let them have a vote? I don't know. I guess they like having a colony.
Yeah, well, because they vote Democratic, mostly.
Exactly.
And the other thing, too, is you know, back in 1773, the protest was over a tax cut for a corporation. Now, which party is the one that pushes tax cuts for corporations?
And still is. Their answer to everything, why don't I have a job? Tax cut. Why don't I have a house? Tax cut. Why don't I have, you know, health insurance, tax cut. It's like,
exactly.
You know, you can say the sky is falling so many times, and you can say tax cut as a response, but sooner or later people are going to figure out that you're trying to bamboozle them.
So what it seems like to me is, and they're not even, to me, can't protest the size of government, because the size of government was big under Bush. I think it's what government is spending the money on.
Yes.
So it's okay if you're the party of punish and protect, that you spend money on the military, you know, until you're blue in the face. But as soon as you want to spend money on helping people, health care and education and energy and stuff like that, oh, no, we don't want to do that. I don't understand. But it's,
I don't either. Particularly when they fuel the military-industrial complex and for private industry to run our military. Go ahead.
Well, it's a difference in philosophy, and I think it boils down to George Lakoff. Have you ever read the George Lakoff book?
Yes.
And you know, they are, the conservatives, by and large, think of a father-dominated society, and the Democrats think of society as a nurturing parent society. So when we want to help people, when we think the role of government is to bring everybody up and to make sure nobody's going hungry, the conservatives don't like that. And conversely, when the conservatives are in power and they spend money on police and protection and army and stuff like that, then the Democrats protest. It's really just a difference in philosophy. It's what they're spending.
No, I agree. I agree. I think, and here's another analogy that I heard that I think fits aptly, and it's mean, but it's true, I think. When Republicans have an aim to win, they want to win at any cost, and then they want to put their boot on your neck and make you obey, right?
Right.
Like a bad daddy, actually.
Right. Yeah.
Then when Democrats win, they want to govern. And that might be a little confusing, and that's why when Judy says to me, well, can't we all just get along? Barack Obama, until he's blue in the face, has been inviting bipartisanship since he got in office. He's made gesture after gesture, concession after concession to the right wing. What has it gotten him? Buckus. They don't care. They just want to fight.
My brother and I have this debate all the time about what the role of government is. And the way, from my philosophy, since I'm a liberal, the way I boil it down is, if we lived in a village and somebody's barn burned down, everybody would get together and help that person rebuild their barn, because that's the way we are as people.
Well, because I want to buy chickens from them. You
right,
know, it's
exactly.
Also my enlightened self-interest. I want to buy chickens from them, and I want their kids to babysit my kids.
Right, exactly.
But we are
in this huge society. You know, I can't know that a person in Detroit's barn burned down, but, you know, maybe my taxes can go to help them rebuild their barn. And that's,
exactly.
You know, that's
no,
the way
exactly.
I think of it.
I do, too, and I don't understand why they can't. Also, businessmen understand this. Without the roads, the bridges, the social services, even the health care, even, you know who's one of the biggest advocates these days for health care reform? Big business.
General Motors and all those people, sure.
Exactly. They know without a health care system that supports the people, doesn't bankrupt them, they're going to be SOL and have employees that are constantly sick and dragging down their bottom line.
I know you got other calls, but really briefly about the healthcare thing.
Sure.
It's funny because back when we were talking about the car debate, one of the old car CEOs said, my job isn't to build cars, it's to make money. And now we have a for-profit medical industry, and right now their job isn't to provide medical care, it's to make money.
Right.
And that's the problem. The problem with the for-profit healthcare industry are the words for-profit.
You got it. Thank you very much for your call.
You're
Happy
welcome.
Tax day.
Have a good one.
Bye. Happy Tax Day. Jim in Hendersonville. Henderson, thank you for joining us, Hendersonville. Hi.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you.
Hey, I would like to say thank you very, very much to Jay and to John for being there, because your show there has been the most courageous voice in the world for gay issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad all straight people can't be as courageous as Jay is.
Yep.
You know what? I think if anybody has the right to protest taxes, it would be gays and lesbians, because if you take the right-wing senator from Colorado Springs that was so anti-gay about gays getting health care benefits on the state level,
mm-hmm.
and if you take the Greeley fellow that stood up and said that gays, the Bible called for gays to be stoned to death.
Oh, it was awful, awful. Another reason why Greeley can be embarrassing.
And he has five children. And I sat down, I Publication 7.
You're cutting out a little bit. Can you make sure you're speaking in your phone? If you're on speakerphone, you may have to take it off.
Okay, and I'm not. I'm just pretty far out.
But, okay.
But the gay couple would pay $9,400 in income tax if you're figuring one wage earner making $60,000 a year in each couple. The couple in Colorado Springs would pay $5,400 taxes.
Mm.
And the man in Greeley with five kids would be paying $3,000 in income tax. The gay couple down the street from all of these people that are protesting, which I bet are 99% straight, if they're being promoted by Fox News for sure, then those people ought to be the first to stand up and say what an injustice this is to gay people. And you know what? Annie Leibovitz recently had to pawn most of her photography collection to pay the 50% estate tax from her longtime companion, Susan Sontag. And a straight couple doesn't have to do that if they're married.
Oh, that's terrible.
This is a huge injustice to gay people, and gay people need to learn to stand up also, and all Democrats and all Republicans ought to stand up for this, you know, to this injustice.
I agree. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Aaron.
You bet. You're welcome. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. It's 9:18. I'm going to jump to a break, John, and I'll be out of the room for a minute, and I'll be right back. John Turk will stand by with traffic, and I'll be right back with you. 303-713-7600. It's 9:18. Say a big howdy to Erica. She's going to be filling in for John while he's down in Alabama way. I think David Sirota's back tomorrow, so do tune in. It's 9:18. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk. See you soon.
All right, Aaron. Traffic back to normal around the Metro freeway system. Only spot I'm seeing with decreased speeds there below the 50s. Southbound I-25 around from I-70 past Spear. And this just popping up on the screen. Eastbound 36 got a crash around Church Ranch. Already seeing small backups around Wadsworth, so we do have a little blip there if you're heading towards Boulder in the Broomfield vicinity. Construction crews ruptured a water main late last night at Arapahoe and Jordan. Southbound lanes of Jordan have been determined to be unsafe, so they've shut those down. Right lane and right turn lane of eastbound Arapahoe also closed, as well as the turn lane from westbound Arapahoe to Jordan. XL Energy says they should have these repairs completed by around 10, 11 o'clock this morning. Your forecast, partly cloudy and windy, just a small chance for a brief thunder shower. Highs 67 to 72. Right now, sitting at 54 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Interested in learning more about solar energy and the environment? Join Independent Power Systems in Boulder Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park for the first annual EarthFest. EarthFest Boulder is a celebration of sustainability and community. Activities include the Earth Day 5K, local organic food, and activities for the whole family. That's Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park. Visit solarips.com/earthfest for a free solar assessment from Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
Spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy. New inventory is arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sun faces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery spring sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Call and you'll also get the proven secrets on how to create wealth through gold in your retirement account.
Call 800-670-5480. 800-670-5480. That's 800-670-5480. Call now. 800-670-5480.
If you owe over $10,000 on your credit cards, medical bills, or to collection accounts, if you're over your head in monthly debt payments, I'm about to tell you something the credit card companies don't want you to hear. Something that could save you thousands of dollars. It's simply this. You can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. And even better, you can find out how right now for free. We're Credit One Debt Solutions, and we'd like to offer you free information that can help you get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. See how you can reduce your debt, stop the harassment, and roll everything into one affordable monthly payment so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. No more credit card payments. It's that simple. Get the powerful free information the credit card companies don't want you to hear. For your free information, call Credit One Debt Solutions now. 1-800-661-9336. That's 1-800-661-9336. 1-800-661-9336.
Hi, this is Erin Hart on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Here's what it is. I'm going to go become a porteño for a while. The reality is I love to work. I love to work in talk radio. I wish there were more jobs available or that I had one at the moment, but I don't. And I love filling in for, with you, and I love working with you. Believe you me, I would jump at a chance to have a full-time job on talk radio. However, I don't believe in waiting around for life to give you a lemon to make lemonade. So what's going to happen is I have great friends up here in the Pacific Northwest and in Colorado, too. And I'm going to miss you, but I need an adventure. I've needed an adventure for some time, probably since before the passing of my, I'm going to get a little choked up, my mother, who was a travel editor and a writer and a wonderful woman and never thought always taking on new challenges was extremely important. Now, probably most, I love my career a lot. I love my work a lot. I love my life a lot. But I also love my family very deeply and very much. And one of my, not regrets exactly, but one of the things I've always wanted to do was to get to know my niece, Marina, and my nephew, Ryan, more. Many of you have heard me speak of my Colorado nephews, who I love and adore, Hayden and Brennan. Hi, Hayden. Hi, Brennan. Go to school. But, you know, who I love and adore, and Brennan's about to graduate from high school. Can you believe that? Can you believe Brennan is going to graduate from high school? But and Hayden's on, well on his way so to graduating from high school. He's a junior. So they have been a deep and abiding part of my life and enriched it immeasurably. I'm going to cry. No, who did this? This is why I didn't announce it, John, because I'm a cupcake and I sit and cry at commercials. So, of course, I'm going to cry when I talk about emotional stuff to me. So, in any event, to make a long story short, I've decided to hit the road and go to South America for a while. Now, I have a wonderful brother who is down there with his wonderful wife, and they have thoroughly enjoyed it, so thoroughly, as a matter of fact, that they enticed me to go down there and visit for a while. So I'm going to take an extended visit, and who knows what I'll end up doing. I'm not really entirely sure, mostly travel and see the world, because I haven't done a lot of that. I was taking care of my mother for some time when she was most devastatingly ill. And, you know, in the wake, we lost a colleague here at AM 760, George Weber, to a horrible circumstance in New York. And I lost a family member this past week to type 2 diabetes. And, you know, it only solidifies my decision more. I'm going to miss you talking to you, and I hope to goodness Chris Olinger can figure out a way to let me broadcast from Argentina, because I would love to. It's always been on my list of things to do to become an international woman of broadcasting, which I think the Internet can provide you. We just all have to figure out how to make money at it. But I need an adventure, and I do have the fortune of speaking Spanish fluently, and I've got a family who is down there already, so I won't be just jumping in with both feet without a net. And Pedro has been hankering, my little dog, who is 13 pounds and not a drop kick, very brave guy, He and I have been getting our paperwork together, and we're going to head down Argentina way and live in Buenos Aires for a while, experience what that's like in Puerto Deño as tourists, and just get to see the countryside and get to see maybe Uruguay and Chile and other countries I've always kind of wanted to see. I've always wanted to see. But mostly it's about family. Mostly it's about reconnecting with the San Juaneros, who are now Argentinos, and to see what it's like in terms of getting to know them again now that they're college graduates and well on their way. And if I needed any more reinforcement, an email, I'm so corny, but one of the things I love being from Nunn, Colorado, is that while I was on air this morning, my nephew's down in Buenos Aires, and he, you know, wrote me a little note. And it's just, I like that kind of thing. And I'm really glad that he can't wait that I'm going down there. I can't wait that I'm going down there. So I'm gonna go and spend some quality family time and probably write a little, maybe start a blog. I'm thinking of starting a blog. I have one at AaronHartShow.com. I would love it if you could keep in touch. I'll be back in Colorado. I'll be in Colorado toward the end of this month, beginning of next, for a farewell tour on my way down south. So, thank you for everything, for welcoming me into your homes, into your cars, into your lives, into your arguments, into your discussions, into your thoughts. I have enjoyed it immeasurably, and I hope to still be doing it at some point in time in some way, shape, or form. And on a day when Tom Hartman urged me to keep up the great talk radio, I plan to. We'll see how that works out. But in the meantime, thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart for all the welcoming, even those of you who have disagreed with me and yelled at me and whatever. I appreciate it. Gary in Grand Lake, that's enough. Thank you. And Gary in Grand Lake, what's your thought on the teabagging? Teabaggers.
It has to do with Anna Arendt.
Oh.
You heard of Anna?
Hannah Arendt?
Yes.
The author from who writes about Jewish issues?
Well, the origins of totalitarianism.
Yes.
Yes.
A-R-E-N-D-T?
Right, very good.
Right, I have not read that specific book, but I've heard about it.
And it's really a playbook right out of the Republican propaganda machine.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind, I won't take up any more time than to read you one short chapter. Is that okay?
No, not a chapter. No.
No.
That's
not
okay.
A chapter. I mean a paragraph.
Oh well, a paragraph maybe, but keep
it's
it short.
About six lines.
Okay.
Okay. Never has our future been more unpredictable. Never have we depended so much on political forces that cannot be trusted to follow the rules of common sense and self-interest, forces that look like sheer insanity. If judged by the standards of other centuries, it is though mankind had divided itself into those who believe in human competence and those that everything is possible if one knows how to organize masses for it and those for whom powerlessness has become the major experience of their lives. 1950.
Yeah, I think one of the things we all have to watch is, look, I don't like the way government was maligned and mistreated and lied to and cheated on and treated like dirt since the Reagan administration, basically, and Nixon before that. They wanted to wield the levers of power while denigrating them. And we are reaping what they sowed, and it's not very pretty. The military-industrial complex that Dwight D. Eisenhower warned us all about has come to play and to the forefront in ways that are too frightening to even contemplate all at one time, I think. But I have faith in the American people. I have faith in people banding together. And I do believe that us is becoming back into fashion in a way. I can leave my country to go traveling right now because Barack Obama is in the White House.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I feel more relieved knowing that my country is back in the hands of a sane human being who understands what it's like to govern in a difficult way.
Yeah.
This is this is part, you know, and I really believe that, you know, there are people on the left who are mad at him because he's not lefty enough for them. And you know what? The reality is presidents have to govern from the middle. And that may be, I'm echoing something I heard someone else say, but that may be one reason why George W. Bush had so much trouble, is he ended up governing only for the very few. And that's who's hitting the streets today at these teabagging parties. They're feeling out of sorts because the guy who used to cater and kowtow to them is now out of power.
Yeah.
And all of his minions are out of power. And the problem with that is when you govern to a select few and you disregard the needs of the many, then you end up governing for 10 or 12% and you lose so spectacularly that, you know, it'll be years before they're back in power, probably. And maybe not, because they're very crafty at wielding the levers of power in and out of power.
Diabolical.
They're very diabolical about it. But and they scare me because they are unwilling. Democrats get fooled, me included, every single time. I'll talk to you. I'll reason with you. No problem. It's fine. I don't look at it at all-out war. They, however, do. And I don't think, let me just state quickly, I don't think all Republicans do that. I really don't. I think they have some genuine and legitimate disagreements. However, this whole thing of survival of the fittest, the Ayn Randian kind of, the idea that there's some sort of world where only productive people survive and we just weed out the rest of them through either breeding or killing them off because they're too weak to survive, is an abomination.
That's the oligarchy of our country.
Yeah, exactly. And I just, well, I don't think all the oligarchy, because I'm kind of fond of Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, for that matter.
Well, just paintbrush the whole thing.
Yeah, I think people like that know that if they do not have a structure to work with, they don't have a chance. This country, I know Warren Buffett speaks very meaningfully of how much this country gave him a chance. And without the structures that we built, the American people, we the people, as Tom Hartman calls us, that we built with our hands, with our sweat, with the projects, work projects administration in the 40s, and 30s, if we had not rebuilt this country, we would not have survived because we would not have had the industrial power to defeat the worst tyrant in two centuries, Adolf Hitler.
Right.
So it is really important, and people who think it isn't important don't connect the dots. And that's what I would wish for my people, is that we connect the dots, because great things can be accomplished together. And we can all be rugged individuals, too. But unless we band together to pay for certain things together, we don't have a country to be free in. And that's
the point. Well, if I can have my last statement, and then you have a wonderful day, and I've truly enjoyed your program. You do deserve a program. You're very bright. But I strongly find it so disingenuous that our country are not literate people who go back and look at history and review what has happened. And when you go back and read the origins of totalitarianism, and all of a sudden it's not everything in there that you can agree with, but you can see where a lot of these ideas are coming from. And not so many people come up with original ideas anymore. They go back and they steal phrases and ideas and something that they can do to try to get the masses to follow them. And that's what the Republicans are trying to do now. They're trying to attack anything negative that they can about Mr. Obama without jumping on the bandwagon, pulling on the oars, and helping this country move forward. And I'm sorry for them, and good luck to you in your career.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Dane writes me a long note. And, Dane, I'm going to read your note during the break because I want to hear from you, and I hope you call up, too. I will definitely read your email, or excerpt it anyway, coming up on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. But I need time to read it first, so I'm going to do just that. It's 303-713-7600. I do read your email, by the way. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin on his show. He will be back soon, we all devoutly hope. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in, and here is John Turk lusting for his vacation time. I think it's safe to say
24 minutes and 17 seconds.
I'm going to ask you this off the record. You drinking beer yet? Just kidding.
I got one ready. I got a road soda ready for 10:05. Just kidding.
Just kidding, Colorado State Patrol.
That's right. I drive a yellow Subaru Justy. So if the cops are out there looking for me, it's a yellow Subaru Justy. All right. Take a look at traffic. We do have a couple blips on the radar to end this morning's commute. A crash eastbound turnpike around Church Ranch. Now, folks heading towards Boulder will hit the brakes around Wadsworth. Delays aren't that bad. Traffic's a little lower in volume, so that will slow you down. Also, catching looks for westbounders. Also, construction crews cut a water main at Arapahoe and Jordan Road. Southbound lanes at Jordan have been determined to be unsafe. Shut down there as well as the right lane and right turn lane on eastbound Arapahoe. So expect some pretty lengthy delays there. Looks like they should have it wrapped up here, though, pretty soon. Other construction going on today. Eastbound 6th Avenue between 25 and Kalamath. Arapahoe Road between Colorado and Holly. And Highway 58 there in Golden at Washington Avenue. And also got a lot of construction there going on in University around County Line and C-470, so do expect some delays there in Highlands Ranch. Forecast, sun and clouds mixed, breezy with a high near 70. Right now, 54 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Now you can save even more when you shop at King Soopers. They've just lowered prices on dozens of the fruits and vegetables you buy most. You'll save more on potatoes, bagged salads, carrots, oranges, and dozens more. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers. The Douglas County Democratic Party invites you to join them at their 5th annual Clinton-Carter Dinner on Saturday, April 25th. This dinner has it all. Great speakers like Governor Bill Ritter, the National Director of Progress Now, Michael Huttner, and Andrew Romanoff as the MC, plus live entertainment and a silent auction. Be part of the new energy that's turning Douglas County blue. Tickets can be purchased at douglasdemocrats.org or call 303-907-8961.
Another compelling identity theft metaphor brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the movies.
When it comes to identity theft protection, ordering a free credit report is like going to the movies just for the previews. But if you get your credit report from Identity Guard, then you get a veritable double feature of expert telephone support as well as 21st century tools and technologies to help protect your identity. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. Yes, that's right. 20 million is a lot of people. So call Identity Guard today, sit down, have a large popcorn, and get real identity theft protection and a very happy ending.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Interested in learning more about solar energy and the environment? Join Independent Power Systems in Boulder Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park for the first annual EarthFest. EarthFest Boulder is a celebration of sustainability and community. Activities include the Earth Day 5K, local organic food, and activities for the whole family. That's Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park. Visit solarips.com/earthfest for a free solar assessment from Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
With fiberglass stepladder at a new lower price of just $58. Werner ladders are back at the Home Depot. Things are definitely looking up. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
All right, so what does a New Yorker know about the mountains? That we like the mountains of corned beef on a Deli Zone Reuben. Get in here for the freshest deli sandwiches this side of the Hudson. 11 locations, including Lafayette and the DTC. Find yours at DeliZone.net.
Did you know that virtually all replacement windows are tested and rated for energy efficiency before they are offered for sale to the public? Colorado Window Store strongly urges consumers to beware of other companies out there that are misleading you to think you're getting something of value almost given to you. Hi, this is Leo from Colorado Window Source. My partners, Kurt, Scott, and I offer true pricing. Our best price, the first time, all the time. No gimmicks, no false discounts, no pressure. Colorado Window Source is your premier provider for replacement windows, siding, patio, and entry doors. By the way, the government is giving money away. Take advantage of the stimulus plan tax credit, and we will match your credit up to the maximum of $1,500. Call it the Colorado Window Source Stimulate and Maximize Your Savings Program. We have the best pricing, great referrals, Gold Star No Complaints Award from the BBB, proud member of Tom Martino's referral list, and our service is backed by our exclusive true warranty. So give us a call at 720-200-2700. Or click on ColoradoWindowSource.com or stop by our showroom on the southwest corner of County Line in Quebec in Highlands Ranch.
You'll never get the runaround at Cotman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote on your maintenance problems. If money is tight, Cotman has financing options too. 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
Dane and other tea baggers, while I appreciate your voice of dissent, I have to tell you, and maybe saving the banks is like trying to save cancer instead of the patient in your mind. However, when you lecture me that I should learn more and I should, it's going to be challenging for me to get the full picture, and then you lecture me that this is a transfer of wealth to Goldman Sachs, which has received bailout money, they are now giving it back. So if you're going to lecture me about how much I do or don't know about the economy, make sure that you have your facts straight before you start lecturing me. He has a website, by the way. He's gold standard type of guy. And, you know, okay, great, fine. I think we should listen to some of what you have to say. But without the banks being somewhat saved, I don't think they would have survived. And that would have been bad for the entire economy if all of them had been taken out. But you're free to believe what you believe, and I welcome you to it. But I also would urge you, don't be condescending to people you're trying to convince to your side, perhaps. And I give myself, and fingers pointing back to me, too. I don't mean to be condescending to you, necessarily. Maybe a little. Matt in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello, Aaron?
Hello, Matt.
Hey, just wanted to ask a question.
Sure.
Now, why is it in the last, I've listened to Mario on this same radio station last night. And now I'm listening to you this morning, and both of you guys are talking about these tea parties as if it's a strictly right-wing anti-Obama deal. When
that's pretty much who's supporting it, funding it, fueling it, and urging people to join it.
Well, yeah, but the people who are showing up, the people who are showing up are people who are more outspoken against the Federal Reserve's banking system and all the alphabet agencies.
Hold on, 1 second. I assume people are showing up on the East Coast for these protests, but in Colorado, they don't start until noon. So, are you going to a protest?
Yeah, I would consider it more of an educational outreach thing about the Federal Reserve and the banking program.
Not funded by Dick Armey. No, thank you. I know exactly what he has to say.
Pardon?
No, thanks. I don't need Dick Armey to tell me how to think ever.
Who's Dick Armey?
Dick Armey is a big, prominent right-wing Republican whose groups are funding and promoting and dictating and pretending to write websites that sound like grassroots websites, but
okay,
that are really funded totally by the conservative right-wing in this country.
Can you get me some money from him? Because I haven't heard about anyone that I know getting any money from these guys to go down or any signs or any kind of sponsorship. Actually, I print a lot of my own DVDs, like Freedom to Fascism and 9/11 Mysteries, and pass them out at events like this for people with an open mind who might be a little bit upset with the way the country is going.
So wing nuts, welcome. I stand
Pardon
by
me?
My statement. I said,
Pardon
well,
me?
Wing nuts,
wait.
Welcome.
Oh, so now if I believe anything other than what the mainstream media or Clear Channel puts out there, I'm a wing nut.
No, well, Clear Channel is right wing and actually promoting some of these too. So I don't know where you're getting your facts.
KZN is owned by Clear Channel.
Pardon me?
KZN is not owned by Clear Channel.
It is, but it's one of the few liberal stations. If you'll let me talk for a minute, it's one of the few liberal stations that they have. Now, Clear Channel supports stations for one reason only, and that is, my friend, to make money. That's what their game is. That's what their name is. So, you know, if you want to be a tool for the rich, you're welcome to it. Go right ahead.
Wait, who's a tool?
You are.
Oh,
if you're going to go out and I said a tool for the rich.
Call me name.
I didn't mean that in the sense of teabagging.
That's what you just said, though.
You're the one who interpreted it that way. I meant you are allowing yourself to be used by the rich and the powerful in this country to urge them for more tax cuts. Good luck with that. It hasn't worked real well.
That's an interesting perspective from someone who's supposed to be progressive.
Okay. Good luck with your life. Enjoy it. Dave in Boulder, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Boy, I'm telling you, you got a high tolerance level. You really do. I mean, that last caller, man, I mean, I say, wow, she's a very nice person to put up with the stuff that these guys put on the table, you know?
This is anti-Barack Obama. This is anti-government. This is anti-everything, and that's what it's about. They don't want to work together. They want to destroy from within.
That's right, and they always cloak it with some type of legitimate label. You know, they always hide behind these labels when the truth of the matter is these guys they're foaming at the mouth because Obama's president. It's almost as if they're trying to catch a runaway slave or something. You know, they had this mentality that it's all out war now because we have a black president. You know, it's as if they're having a buckwheat bonanza. I don't know exactly what to make of these people. They kind of remind me of dogs, wild dogs that are trying to cross the river for a kill, you know. That's the mentality that they have. And I applaud you for having patience and putting up with them because I can't do it myself personally. But I did want to say I'm going down to the tea party at 12 o'clock.
Yep.
Last night I went and bought me a can of Raid. It's bug spray. And I bought a can of Raid, and I'm not going to just, you know, be disrespectful or anything like that. But I am going to spray in my vicinity where I will be standing. I'm going to spray a can of Raid because I don't want these infested bugs who come to just eat away at our democracy. I want to make a statement, but I will be down at that tea party today.
Well, be careful, Dave. Don't call. You know, be peaceful, be respectful, as you say. That's very important. And I wouldn't spray Raid just because I think that stuff can be really noxious, and I wouldn't want to hurt anybody's kids or anything. But you know what? Do what you need to do for your protest. Now I believe in their right to protest. I do. I do believe that it's fueled by hate, though, and that bothers me. Thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate it.
I have one more question.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry? One more question?
Yeah, okay. I got one question I want to ask you.
Yes, sir.
We had a long discussion last night, me and some students. What do you think about people teaching kids to be hateful? Do you think that should be a child abuse type of deal? Because we was really talking about that, how people teach young kids how to be hateful and how to you know, be racist or whatever. Is that a child abuse case? What's your opinion on that? I'm gonna hang up a little.
I think whenever you teach a child to hate and not love, and you know, when I call that guy a tool for the rich, I really wasn't intending the double entendre, by the way, just so that you really understand. I do believe he's allowing himself to be fooled, though, and I think that's wrong. Look, there are plenty of things wrong in our country. I'm not saying they don't have the right to protest. They do. But what I find objectionable is this is being funded from the top down. And yes, I do think that hate is not a family value and bigotry is not a loving gesture. And perhaps under certain circumstances, it could be considered child abuse. It certainly is an abuse of the privilege of being a parent, that's for sure.
Okay. I like that.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your day. Happy Tax Day, everyone. I'm Erin Hart, and I'm going to become a Porteño soon, which means I'll be living near the Rio de la Plata. I'm going to visit. I'm going to be visiting my family there and very happy to do so. Sean in Denver, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Erin. This is Sean. I'm the conservative with a sense of humor you talked to yesterday.
Oh, hallelujah. How are you? Well, the double entendre is right.
That's right. I just wanted to call and thank you for defending me. A few of your listeners seem to think they caught me with my pants down about the teabagging issue.
And they were absolutely incorrect, so they should keep a stiff upper lip and realize that you were actually not being tight-lipped at all, but
that's
very
right.
open-minded as well as open-mouthed.
And then the other thing, I'm on my way to the tea party right now, and I just wanted to let you know that the good conservatives, we haven't left our tea bags flapping in the wind, if you will. we're aware that, you know, Reagan had a lot of great rhetoric, for example, and he said, let's get rid of the IRS, and they actually empowered them and, like, doubled their staff. So
yes, he did.
You know, we know that, and my main point here is about half of the people there, I would imagine, aren't big Reagan worshippers. The thing that we're excited about is this is just a great focusing point that Obama's doing some things that people don't agree with, and they probably wouldn't agree with some of what Reagan did either. But this at least gives us a chance to build the conservative movement that Reagan talked about and actually put it into play.
And if that's your goal, I'll be standing up right next to you to respectfully to dissent and to try to encourage you to think about your fellow man not as somebody to be opposed, but somebody to embrace and to support. Not totally, you know what I mean, to share, but not necessarily in a communistic, more like a benevolent capitalistic kind of way, okay?
Sure. All right. Well, thanks for the time on your program.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. It's 9:51. Ron Littleton, hang in. Thanks, Greg, for your note, and I will certainly respond to it coming up. It's 9:51 in the Mile High. Thank you all. We'll be right back. John's here with, is this the final one of the morning, John?
This
already?
Is my final traffic until, well, we do traffic all morning here. This is the last one of our show, and I won't be doing one again until next Wednesday morning.
Hallelujah.
Loving it.
Have a good time.
All right. My last traffic report for a week, southbound 25, stop and go still. Speeds were increasing, but now seeing them really dip again into the teens and 20s from I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Also, a late crash eastbound Turnpike at Church Ranch. Folks in Broomfield going to hit the brakes around Wadsworth. Also, construction crews still trying to wrap up this water main break at Arapahoe and Jordan. Expect pretty good delays there. And the usual daily construction setting up in Littleton, Highlands Ranch area there. County line at C-470, or county line at University and C-470, rather, in Golden, Highway 58 at Washington, and on Arapahoe Road between Colorado Boulevard and Holly Street. Your forecast, sun and clouds mixed, breezy with a high near of 70. Right now, we're at 54 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
A beautiful TimberTech deck can take up a lot of your free time. Cookouts, get-togethers, and just hanging out will keep you plenty busy. If you want the beauty of wood without the work, ask for TimberTech and start living in low-maintenance luxury. See TimberTech products at the Deck Superstore in Commerce City.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared!
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond. The ideal cut diamond is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared!
It's spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy. New inventory is arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Insurance needs and your wallet. If you're self-employed, retired early, losing health benefits at work, or just not happy with your coverage, Humana One could help. Isn't your peace of mind worth a few minutes? For a free quote on a plan that's right for you from Humana One, call 1-866-206-8400. That's 1-866-206-8400. Call 1-866-206-8400. Pick up the phone and call now.
This is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 units on the lot. And they've got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all. And these are the kind of things I hear about Rockies all the time.
I did go up to Rockies. It was the best experience I ever had of buying a car. I bought a lot of cars in my life. Just the whole experience, I was going to tell you, was awesome.
I want to put a plug in for Rockies. We bought that car. We bought it cheap, and it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again. I guarantee you.
That's Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rocky's Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
You got fresh air and scenery. We got great delis. Hey, I'm bragging here. Deli Zone brings the taste of New York to 11 locations along the Front Range. Try a fresh Philly cheesesteak today. Find one near you at DeliZone.net.
Thanks to Jerry Bell, to Chris Olinger, to Stephen Tubbs, and a number of my colleagues. I'll be seeing you guys soon, I hope, on my way out of town. Thank you all for joining me over the years and currently and in the future, I hope, as well. You can keep in touch with me at Erin, E-R-I-N, at erinhartshow.com. The website is a little bit behind the time. I think it's up to speed, and we've got some. We're gonna, of course, we link to am760.net. podcasting. So, you know, hey, listen, keep in touch. I'll let you know what's coming up. And if you live in the Pacific Maritimes, I'm renting out my house and selling my car. So if you're interested, let me know. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm not selling in this market, that's for sure. Yeah, but I don't want to anyway. It's 303-713-7600. Thanks, Jennifer. I appreciate it. Ron in Littleton, you're up. As you always have been throughout the years I've been broadcasting.
Hey, I love you, and the furthest I've been in South America has been Limo and Cusco.
Oh, cool.
And I'm sort of crestfallen that you're going to Argentina. Get yourself a little silver straw cup and drink that mate, and I'm going to send a warning on the website of the Casa Rosada that Erin Hart's coming.
Well, it actually would be fun, kind of fun living in a country or staying in a country and next door to a country, both run by women, because both people at the helms of Argentina and Chile these days are both women, very strong, opinionated women, and progressive women, I might add. So,
and you know what I'd love to do with you, if I was down there with you? I'd love to learn how they really do the tango.
Well, I have to catch up with the tango. I can salsa pretty well, but I don't know how to tango yet either, so I'm going to be learning definitely. That's one of the things on my list of things to do. That, eat steak, eat chimichurri in its original environment, because I love chimichurri
in
its adopted countries.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about that. And also, for me personally, having read as a young woman the work of Jorge Luis Borges, it's going to be lovely to see the streets that he has walked and to walk in the neighborhoods that he's described in his fabulous short stories,
which are
a must-read for anybody who loves Latin American literature. Jorge Luis Borges.
And when you come back, we're going to have...
Thank you, Ron, and thank you for being a steadfast listener. Most of the years I've been on air, as far as I know, I think. So thank you. And thank to all of you. Thank you, John. You have a great time in Alabama, dude.
I will.
Sunburn.
Thank you for filling in, Eric.
Okay. I know it's been rough. I know it's been really, really tough. You hang in there, pal.
I'm fine.
You get better, okay? Because we'll miss your voice on air. Even though I envy you your job sometimes, it doesn't mean I don't respect you and care about you as a human being. So get better. And David, you have big seats to fill, so stand up to it. I'm Erin Hart. For all of us here at AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, thank you. And thank you especially to my family, who has been with me through thick and thin, through up and down. And so we lost one of you this week. We'll all be in together. Okay, I'm out. Bye.
You know how windy it can get in Colorado, not to mention other wild weather that we deal with here. Why not get the most durable patio furniture at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month long. Plus, they want to help you out by paying your sales tax this month on any patio furniture that you buy. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe.